It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Harley Carnes. It's the dream of cancer researchers everywhere to teach the immune system how to kill cancer. The National Cancer Institute says it's been done in two men so far who had been dying of melanoma.
It works like this. Researchers remove from patients' immune system T cells that don't recognize cancer. They inject a virus that carries genes that change those T cells into cancer detectors. The T cells then can join the battle.
It's right at the cutting edge of modern molecular biology and technology and requires a lot of development.
But Dr. Steven Rosenberg here at the National Cancer Institute sees enormous potential.
CBS's Barry Becknato says that's because it just might work someday against a wide variety of cancers and other diseases. The UN threatened Iran with possible sanctions unless it put down its nuclear dukes. Iran thumbs its nose. The deadline is passed. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton.
Apart from a few very sophisticated uses for uranium metal by the most advanced nuclear programs in the world, the only real use for uranium metal is a nuclear weapon.
President Bush said today Iran must not be allowed to develop nuclear weapons. The U.N. has not decided what to actually do about it. John Cirincione at the Center for American Progress says there is still time.
This is not a nuclear bomb crisis. It's a nuclear diplomacy crisis. Iran is nowhere near having a nuclear weapon. They're not going to get one this year or even this decade.
Tropical storm Ernesto is already blowing hard along the Carolinas border. Reporter Mandy Gaither at WCSC-TV.
We're feeling some pretty gusty winds as well. In fact, as I'm talking, the rain's falling in my mouth and hitting my eyes as well. Before, we could see out and we could see white caps as far as our eyes could see out there, but now we're just covered in a cloud of white.
Landfall south of Wilmington, north of Charleston, is expected by midnight.
We're honored. We're humbled. Excited.
That's Tom Jurkowski at Lockheed Martin after NASA picked the company to build the next spaceship to the moon to be called Orion. Beer ads. CBS's Dan Revive with a new study accusing brewers of continuing to target younger buyers.
This attack on the big beer and wine companies comes from the government. The Centers for Disease Control calculates that around half the radio commercials for alcoholic beverages are on youth-oriented radio shows, including alternative rock stations. But lobbyists at the Beer Institute say this study is unfair. Done just after voluntary ad restrictions began, the industry says many contracts couldn't be changed and that a new federal report next year will show much higher compliance. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
From now on, if you get drunk and decide to get married in Vegas, you'll have to sleep on it first. The county's marriage license office will be closed from midnight to 8 a.m., starting last night. On Wall Street, the Dow was off nearly 2 points. The Nasdaq lost about two. Oil prices, $70.26 a barrel, up 23 cents. This is CBS News.
John Madden here to tell you about Ace Hardware's Labor Day sale going on this weekend only, September 1st through the 4th, at participating Ace stores. Get a $5 rebate on every gallon of Ace Royal paint you buy, limit 10 gallons. And don't forget paint supplies like a 4-piece paintbrush set priced at $2.99 or a 3-pack of Ace paint rollers for $3.99. Both are free after rebate. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware home.
Trust your car and your tires to take you where you want to go. So who do you trust to take care of your tires? Sears Auto Centers. So come in right now. All tires are on sale from all the top brands, including Goodyear, Michelin, and Bridgestone. All tires, all on sale. If you've got places to go, make sure you're going to the place that takes care of your car, your tires, and you. Sears Auto Centers. See store for details. Exclusions apply. Sale ends 9606.
How ready is the government for terrorists to succeed with a nuclear bomb?
Remember what to do, Fred.
At least Bert the Turtle had a plan 50 years ago should there be a nuclear explosion. Along with fallout shelters, duck and cover was Washington's answer to the Cold War threat. But now the group Physicians for Social Responsibility says the Department of Homeland Security lacks plans for evacuating people downwind from a terrorist nuclear or dirty bomb explosion or even quick medical treatment. But Homeland Security says it is equipped and can track a blast within an hour. Lou Milligano, CBS News.
Cindy Keenow is evidently a mighty good waitress, works at an Applebee's in Hutchinson, Kansas. The man who usually sits at the end of the bar, she says, been coming in about 3 years, always pleasant. They've talked the weather, current events. 2 weeks ago, the man had a $26 tab for dinner and left a $10,000 tip. She says she hopes he comes back soon so she can say thank you.
Every hour.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There are lots of ways you can contact me. You can email me. You can at Enid at KCTC.com. You can blow smoke. some of us do. You can call me, 916-349-1320 or 866-620-61320. And don't forget our website where we do stream live and where many of you have called to ask about the piece that I read yesterday. And it's up there on the website. So if you liked it a lot, and a lot of you did, and I did too, there it is. We have a lot of things to talk about, a little bit of news, and that is that next week Calvin Trillin is going to be our guest, and in a couple of weeks Nora Ephron is going to be our guest, and her brand new book is going to be number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I think in a week or two, I think it's already number two, but they know it's gone to number one. And so we will have her on. She used to be married to Carl Bernstein of Woodward Bernstein fame. He famously cheated on her when she was pregnant. She got a book out of it called Heartburn. She has directed a number of movies. And she's got a brand new book out about getting older that is funny and as witty as she is and, as I said, is on the bestseller list. There are lots of things that I want to talk about and I want to get to, but one of the things I really want to get to is something that happened and that a lot of you are aware of and that has happened right here, although it isn't our doing. It has nothing to do with AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel, or KCTC, it's an Air America decision. And I don't know if it's going to hold or if it's not going to hold, but Air America Radio, which is our network, sort of, as is CBS, which is what we use for news here, Air America Radio pulled the plug on the Mike Malloy Show. Malloy had been scheduled to fill in for vacationing program host Randy Rhodes through September the 2nd. When listeners tuned in, instead, they found Tom Hartman, who had been hosting the show from the studios, from San Francisco studios, KQ, the KQuake, KQKE. The message on the Mike Malloy web page, the homepage, is there will be no Mike Malloy program today or any day on Air America Radio as we have been terminated. We are as shocked as you are. We are told it's a financial decision. No word on how the termination affects the two-year contract he has stated recently signing with Air America Radio. So he said apparently on the air that he had signed a contract with Air America Radio and he has been fired. I guess there's no nice way to put it. You know, one of the stories we did yesterday was Radio Shack firing by email 400 employees, and the headline in today's B, which was a great headline, wasn't Radio Shack. It said Radio Sack, because they sacked 400 people, a pretty insensitive thing. In any event, there are a lot of you who have called. A lot of you think that it has to do with his position on the Middle East. It's not true. I don't think that that had anything to do with it. And I don't know if the decision will hold. I mean, I think there's a certain amount of people trying to lobby to get him back. And I wonder what your thoughts are about this. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. A lot of you are very passionate Mike Malloy supporters. And, he's a mixed bag, I have to say. He's when you do talk radio, the challenge at an Air America station, if I can share for a moment what it's really like to do this on the other side, is that doing talk radio at an Air America station, there is a core, very passionate audience that all that part of the audience cares about is politics and very left politics. But there are other listeners who really like, other politically left listeners or even right-wing or moderate or conservative. I mean, the listenership to Enid Live is pretty broad, as far as we can tell. And there are people who love politics, and then there are people who love to talk about a lot of other things as well. Well, when you've got a really, really hardcore political audience that's very, very hard left, and you veer into any other territory, you can, you know, the people that are really, really hardcore get furious. They get really angry. And some of them are quite nasty. What I like to do is when I'm doing talk radio, I like to talk about a lot of things because there are a lot of things that interest me in life. Politics is one of them, but there are lots of other things that go into politics that are the components of politics, that are the components of living a life well, that are the components of knowledge and curiosity and so on, that are part of the mix. And I really, fundamentally, what they said in making the call on Mike Malloy was that it was a financial decision. And what that means is, where were his ratings and was the revenue coming in? And apparently they made the determination that it wasn't working in that respect for Air America Radio. Now, whether that decision will hold or it won't, I don't know. So apparently he was, you know, there was an impassioned group of people who loved him, but whether it was enough to really sustain a show the way a show needs to be sustained in the realities of the marketplace in radio is another question. But you may have thoughts about it, 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. But when you listen to Mike Malloy, I'm going to tell you, he was always angry and he was always ranting. And that's interesting up to a point, but then after a certain point, sometimes... it's like, how much of this can you take? I mean, I rant too, I suppose, and maybe I rant as much as he does. I don't know. But there's only so much of it I can listen to. And I have met Mike Malloy, and so in any event, for the moment, he's not on Air America Radio, whether that gets changed or whether it doesn't. I don't know. It has nothing to do, I don't think, with his philosophy, what he espoused or what he didn't espouse. But I think it was probably a reality of the business. Let's head over to the phones. We have a line or two open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So if you're interested in talking about what happened to Mike Malloy, we can do that. Kendrick in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. This is Kendrick.
Hi, Kendrick.
Man, I saw it coming. Honestly, to me, Mike was one of the realest broadcasters out there. I know he was ranting all the time, but somebody needs to be ranting, you know? Stuff is messed up in this country, and he was saying it. He didn't care if it was Democratic or Republic.
Well, he was saying it, but a lot of us are saying it too. He's the only one saying it on these airwaves.
But for me, it was like a sign. When I knew when he got yanked that was time to get scared because he was telling the truth. There was stuff.
So you think you think he got scared? He got yanked because he was telling the truth?
Yanked because he was on it.
I don't think so because there are other people. Randy says what he says.
Randy doesn't get no. Randy is the best talk show host around. No disrespect to you. You're good too, but Randy is hot. She's good, but she doesn't give all the information that he gives.
Well, I think it was a business decision, but Kendrick, your thoughts are registered, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320, we have a line open, 866-626-1320. Mike and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
I was lucky enough to talk to folks at your station earlier today, and then I was fortunate to get a number that Air America set up that people who have questions about the Malloy issue can call. Did you want me to give that number?
That's all right. But tell me what your thoughts are.
I haven't heard back from anybody from Air America, but I think I would agree with the last caller who indicated that he saw it coming.
Well, Mike was alerting his audience that he saw something coming because he knew.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, something happened. I guess the caller dropped off. Something happened there. Oh, and another one dropped off. So let's, we're having some technical issues here. Let's go to Sally in SAC. Sally, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. For some reason, our calls are, something's happening where they're dropping off a little bit. But anyway.
I just wanted to say that Mike Malloy is like a security blanket or something for a lot of his listeners. He says things that we think.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually a warm character. I don't see the ranting as a problem at all because I think he's pretty balanced. I don't get tired of it at all. And I'm really going to miss him. And he's the reason I tune into Air America. So I'm going to write to them and, you know, try to support Mike Malloy.
Okay.
I knew Mike Malloy was going to have a problem once he started talking about the Middle East. That's what I thought. But who knows? Maybe it is a financial decision.
No, it has nothing. It has nothing. It has nothing to do with the Middle East. And he and I disagree on the Middle East. But I think I'm taking Air America's word for it, and I'm guessing that it was a financial decision, just the way they said it was.
Yeah, because when they dropped him in New York, what was the reason they dropped him in New York?
That I can't say. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe the ratings weren't there. See, that's when they say a financial decision, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about in order to generate revenues, you need to be able to bring in the ratings.
Right, which means you can't really say what you believe.
No, that's not true.
In New York.
No. Now, Sally, don't jump to that conclusion. Let me flip it the other way. Does Rush talk about what he believes?
Yeah.
All right, he does, and he is wildly successful. Does he tell the truth? No. Do we agree with him? No, we don't. But he's saying what is long. They don't care. They don't care what you say in this business as long as the money is coming in the door. That's what they care about. And if it doesn't generate the ratings or the revenues, then it doesn't matter how great somebody is. There have been many people who have made films that what the reviewers call were critical successes, but were not box office successes.
Right.
We've all heard that story. It's not any different than radio. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bill, in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Bill.
I didn't listen to Mike too often because he's during that period when I am usually watching TV or doing something else rather than listening to the radio. In other words, I generally listen to about 5 or 6 o'clock, and then it's the TV, the news, and so forth. And I'm kind of wondering during that evening segment, unless you're in a car, how anyone can compete for ratings as opposed to the afternoon.
That is an interesting question, because anybody in those hours is competing against primetime television.
Yeah.
But you have in some markets, in some places like San Francisco, which has always had a very strong radio presence and always a lineup of local hosts, those hosts do well. That radio station has been number one in its market. It has done something no other radio station in the whole country has done. KGO has been number one in its market for more than 25 years, solidly. Every single ratings period, it is at the top. It remains at the top at a time when radio is far more consolidated, far more niche-driven. There are many more competitors for your time. It isn't just television competing for the listener, the radio listener. It's iPods. It's lots of other stuff, computers, websites, and so on.
There was another comment also that made me a little nervous and might be the economic reason. He used some words on there that, the FCC, as you have told, will not... Hello?
Yeah.
The FCC will not tell you what those bad words that you can't say over the radio are.
Well, the FCC makes a distinction, and the Constitution makes a distinction.
Mm-hmm.
In law, I believe indecent speech is protected, and obscene speech is not.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's indecent, it can be said between, I think, 10 o'clock at night and 6 o'clock in the morning, if I have that right.
Okay.
So the time zone where he was, he was probably within that time zone in Atlanta, which is, I think, where his show was coming from.
Yep.
But, Bill, I thank you very much for
okay.
the call. 349-1320. It opens up a line, 866-626-1320, Beverly in Amador City. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yes, hi. Listen, I agree with some of the previous callers. I love Mike Malloy. I think that it is a political decision. I don't think it's a financial one. And
why do you think it's a political decision, Beverly?
Because he is on the money. He is so on the money. When he talks about the Bush crime family, and he is so on the money. And to think that people can really go on air and say whatever they want, because look at Rush Limbaugh, that's just a really bad correlation because the media really is right-wing, and I don't say all media, but talk shows are basically right-wing. This is the only station that has not been.
Beverly, have you been listening to my show? We're talking about everything, and we've been saying, I think I haven't heard a lot of Malloy always, but I imagine we're talking about a lot of the same issues, and we're calling a spade a spade. He and I certainly don't agree on the Middle East, I don't think, but in any event, what would be your evidence for believing that it's a political decision?
Well, because it just seems to be the way that this world is working now, that if there's a voice of dissent out there, you bury it and you get rid of it, because that's the easy way to go. And that starts at the top with all the powers that be, whether it's corporations.
Yeah, but you gotta, I know that's what your thought is, but you gotta have some evidence here. And if you listen to the rest of the Air America lineup, and if you listen to AM 1320, I think you're gonna hear some very honest radio. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Eva in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Eva.
Hi. I'm calling.
Have you got your radio down?
No, I have the TV, but I'll walk in and see.
Well, that's all right. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I'm disappointed about them taking Mike off of the air. And that man that just called before, he said he never watched it at a certain time. He didn't, after they told you people not to use certain words, he never did. Because I watched him late at night. I mean,
you listened to him, didn't you?
So he was wrong because he did stay within those parameters.
Okay. Well, I don't know, but
you don't listen to him. Well, let me tell you something. He tells the truth more than any talk show in the whole system.
Well, Eva, I thank you very much for the call. I do listen to Mike, but I'm here until very late. I can't always hear everything that Mike says. Tim in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi,
Enid. Tim.
I think I'm here to agree with your point of view on this one.
You're the first one.
Well, my problem with Mike Malloy was never the message. In fact, I would agree with a lot of the callers. He's a real truth teller. He calls them like he sees them. My problem with him was always the delivery. He would have, in my mind, almost a schizophrenic characteristic where he comes on very calm, very sedate, and then suddenly he goes into this angry man thing, and it comes out of nowhere, And it always made me feel like I was being yelled at. And I'd talk back to the radio, you know, I didn't do that. That's the other people you're talking about. So my
problem. All right, so let me ask you this. Do you think that this was a performance shtick that he sort of summoned up for the occasion? Or is he as nasty and angry as he sometimes sounds when he's ranting, when he's doing a rant on the air? Did he think this was going to increase his audience and get him more listeners? Or do you think this came from an honest place in him? I mean, how would you describe what you were listening to?
In my opinion, both things are true. I think that it was sincere. On the other hand, I think it was formulaic in that, you know, all talk show hosts develop certain characteristics, certain signature styles. And apparently that was his. And I have no doubt that that worked for him in local markets. I think he's based out of Atlanta. But I really tried hard to like listening to him, and I would find him launch into that angry man persona out of nowhere, and I'd switch right over to the San Francisco station you were talking about earlier.
Well, I have to tell you, I've met Mike. I like him. You know, he certainly has interesting things to say, but for me, there's only so much of the rant you can take. And when I am coming off of 4 hours on the air, 5 days a week, now, for anybody who's listening, all you do is you turn on your radio, and here I am, and I'm with you for 4 hours. But if you're on my side of the microphone, to do 4 hours, and to do the best 4 hours you can do, and sometimes it's a slow news day, sometimes really nothing's going on, sometimes it just doesn't come together in the way that you hoped that it would. Other days it just is terrific, but you know, you never can really but doing 4 hours, and when you come off the air and wrap it all up and then get in the car to drive home and you turn on the radio, and what you are getting is a rant, and rants can be great and they can be leavening and they can be a tremendous condiment, but to get that rant day in, day out, day in, it really can be, it's something that doesn't bring you in the door. It's like, I think I don't want to listen to this right now.
Yeah, I wish the man luck, but if his replacement is going to wind up being Phil Hartman, I've heard enough of Phil Hartman.
Tom Hartman,
I'm sorry. That Mike Malloy fans, I suspect, are going to be happy with Tom Hartman after they've heard his style.
Well, Tom Hartman is Mr. From what I can tell, and I haven't heard a lot of Tom Hartman, but he's Mr. Calm. He's Mr. Reasonable. And, you know, there's only so much of that you can take, too. So I don't know what's going to happen. It could be that Mike Malloy is going to come back. I mean, we'll see what happens. But, Tim,
I hope he could just turn it down a notch or two.
Well, I like to see all the notes played, not just some of them. I like to see lots of notes being played, and anger is only one note, and there's only so much of it that you can take, I think. But I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Let's head over to Sacramento and Weston. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Weston.
Hey, Enid. Hey, I started listening about a month ago. And from what I can tell, Randy is the best. Mike is about second best, and he does try too hard at times. Meaning he goes into a little too much of, and then, you know, that kind of deal. So I'm just calling to support Mike. I think he's great. I think he speaks truth to power.
Right.
And he's one of the best guys you have there. You're probably third or fourth in my book on the show as well.
Oh, thank you so much for calling to tell me that I'm about number 10 on your list, Weston. We certainly appreciate that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Howard in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Howard.
Hey, I like Mike.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe... He wasn't boring, and he did tell the truth,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just like listening to him.
Okay. Well noted, and I thank you for the call. We have one line open. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, this is Ray.
Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
I'm Scott Forrington, morning co-host on AM 1320's Morning Retort. More young people are becoming infected with AIDS than ever before. But now you can be part of the solution. Help raise awareness and save lives by joining me and show up for the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run and Walk. Sunday, September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Registration begins at 7:30 and proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. You can make a difference. To find out more, go to 1320leftchannel.com.
Freedom cannot be forced into existence, nor can it be won through painful struggle.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
Freedom cannot be bought or sold. It has nothing to do with one's social status. One's profession is of no consequence.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
In order for you to accept yourself as you are and live with your soul at peace, you must simply teach yourself to let it be. Only then will you discover freedom.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 3:30 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're not aware of it, Air America Radio has pulled the plug on the Mike Malloy Show, which means they pulled the plug on Mike Malloy. Now, that could change. He could get reinstated. Apparently, there's some sentiment for it. But he had been scheduled to fill in for vacationing host Randy Rhodes through September 2, and then suddenly Tom Hartman began hosting that slot from studios in San Francisco. So we're talking about Mike Malloy. Some of you think it's a conspiracy and that the reason he was pulled off, the reason given was a financial reason or really revenues, so revenues and ratings. I hate to say it, but radio is a business. I mean, even NPR tries to generate funds in a variety of ways, and Joan Kroc willed it up something like $250 million or so when she died. She was the widow of Ray Kroc, the owner of McDonald's, or the founder of McDonald's. But so this is the reason that the public reason that Air America has given. But a lot of you are rabid Mike Malloy listeners. And what I was saying, trying to say earlier, and I don't think I said it very well, is when you are in a radio station that brands itself left channel, if you even veer slightly, and there's a really hardcore listenership that's hard left, and if you veer slightly off of politics, they start screaming. And yet there's a whole other, there's a whole universe of things to talk about, things that really pique our interest, and that pique a lot of people's interest. And Mike's audience was very, Mike was very on point. He talked about the same political topics over and over, and it was the same anger, and it was the same a lot of things, which his fan base just adored, his audience just adored. But you could ask the question whether it wasn't limiting. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320, and how much ranting can you take? Rob in Plumas Lake, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
How are you doing, Enid? Hey, I got proof that it had to be a political, corporate reason to get rid of Mike Malloy.
And what is your proof?
You're still on.
What's that mean?
Well, Enid, I try listening to you.
I'm not, but yeah, I want you, Rob, I'm going to make a distinction here. I'm not, we are the local, we're not, this, you're talking about Air America. Mike is Air America, and that is a network.
Well,
I am with KCTC AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, so I am here locally. They are two different entities, so just so you know that.
Listen, he was to the point, and you know what? If you don't slow down, you're going to run right out of the studio as fast as you're trying to run away from him. You must be on the bubble for your job, too. I mean, the thing is, you are uninteresting. You stumble over your words. You talk over your listeners, not only when your listeners call in, you talk over your guests. I mean, I can't take it.
So how come you spend all this time listening to my show so that you can enumerate all of my sins and even more time calling me? I mean, you had to be right there listening to what we were talking about so that you could talk about Mike Malloy and call up and try and diss me on my own show, Rob.
Truthfully, I love 1320. I'm a loyal listener.
Oh, well, we are thrilled.
5:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. I'm listening to him.
Okay.
I listen to Randy Rhodes. I've given your show a chance. I'm a radio show junkie. Unfortunately, I have to go down to that moron in the Bay Area at about 3:15 and 3:20, and you know who I'm talking about.
Well, I don't know, Rob, but right now you're on my show, and I'm giving you all the time in the world you need to tell me what a horrible person that I am. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320, Douglas in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Well, hi, thank you. I don't think you're a horrible person.
Well, thank you, Douglas. You may be in the minority today.
Well, I'm kind of on the fence because I do know that Mike Malloy was kicked off his local station in Atlanta, and he was told, I believe, that it was because of what he had to say in criticism of Israeli policy.
I don't know the circumstances of why he's not in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the circumstances of why he was fired in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Radio is a very fluid place, and sometimes people like your work and keep you on the air even if your ratings are not wonderful, and other times people don't like your work, and I've known people who have never had good ratings, but they always get jobs, and you never know why that is, and in a year or two when management finally wakes up and the needle hasn't moved in that year or two, those people are ushered out the door. So it's hard to say, but all I can tell you, knowing what I know about this business, is had he had a solid... Had anybody in this business, if they have ratings, even if management can't stand them, and I've known many managers who put Rush on the air who can't stand him, but he's so successful they have no choice but to keep him on the air.
What about if some big advertiser calls in and says that let him go or I'm walking, something like that?
That doesn't. I am not. Oh, I know that that I suppose is a possibility, but I don't think that really presents itself very often, because I remember a story in San Francisco where there was a very big advertiser at KGO, and one of the hosts said something that pissed off that advertiser, and that advertiser made noises about they were gonna pull their commercials off the air there if blah blah blah, and you know what? They were shown, the advertiser was shown the door. Now KGO is a unique story because they are so successful they can do a lot of things that other places don't do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I would have to see black on white. There are no big advertisers like there once were who can exert that kind of power. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I don't think there are all that many of them, and I don't think management likes to be told what it can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, without getting into the truth of the Middle East issue, a lot of people, like you said, get very upset when Israeli government policy is criticized. I mean, he was gone within a week.
He's been criticizing Israeli. He's been criticizing Israel forever. So that isn't new. That isn't what took him off the air. I am sure. I mean, if that were repugnant to whoever hired him, he'd have been gone in 5 minutes. He's been on the air with Air America Radio for quite a while now, I think. And his beliefs about the Middle East and about Bush and so on are no secret to anybody.
Yeah, but there was a change when this whole business with Lebanon came up.
No, Douglas, first of all, you're talking to somebody who thinks that Israel has not been getting a fair shot in the press. Is Israel always right? No, Israel isn't always right. But it seems to me that some of the reporting is unfair. But that aside, Mike Malloy has been singing the same song for quite a while, and he has been on the air. I don't see that that would have been a reason to show him the door. I thank you for the call, 349-1320. I mean, if it were... He would have been gone from the start. Susan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi. I wanted to tell you what my connection to Mike was. Mike was able to elucidate a deep sadness and grief over the loss, the unwinding of our democracy and its rather fast descent into some kind of a banana republic. And I think what people relate to him about was not just his rage, but his sadness and his grief and his profound disbelief that this could happen in this country and that President Bush could get away with, like today, putting the top attorney for Walmart in charge of the labor relations in the whole United States. You know, the person who's supposed to protect labor rights is Walmart's top gun.
Well, it's like putting the fox in charge of the chicken coop.
Yes, but Mike would bring this stuff up and say, "Can you believe it?" from his heart, and you could feel his grief.
All right, then let me ask you a question. Let's take it even a farther. It's one thing to bring it up, and it's where people can grieve together in a public way. So for you, you're saying that the grief and the rage were the things that you resonated with Mike.
Yes.
And if you are in such grief and in such rage, then you could ask the question: do you take it the next step as to what can we do about it?
Well,
did Mike do that?
No, that's what I listen to Tom Hartman for, because Tom says, write this guy, do this letter, come to this march. And Tom was the what to do about it. And Mike is the emotional woman saying, you know, our country is, we are losing our country in front of our eyes.
So why do you think he's not here?
I don't think that it was about the Israeli issue, because if that were true, then Randy would be gone also. I think that Mike is, I actually think that he was so raw and so unpredictable that the powers that be, I mean, if you do believe that Rove and Negroponte and all of those people have a lot of power in this country, I think the powers that be brought such pressure onto Air America that they had to get him out.
I don't think so. I think that would have made terrific copy if those people had brought pressure on Air America. That would be exactly the kind of thing that would make Air America step on the gas and fly into the stratosphere. No, I don't think so at all. I think that my guess is that Mike Malloy has a very impassioned following of people who feel as you do and people who feel other things, but it isn't enough of a following. And then I think I'm guessing that that's the real reason. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 69. Highs 92, 93 in some precipitation we're going to see. I'm thinking just some dew in the morning because it's getting a little chillier than normal, but I see no rain. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to see maybe a little bit of precipitation as well on our traffic. Southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. We do have a car crash there. Three vehicle accident, it looks like. Northbound 99 just north of 47th Avenue. Another one. Three cars. 12th Avenue and northbound 99. There's a three-car crash there as well. Two cars got into it. Southbound 99 just south of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And I believe that's a different one by Fruit Ridge Road. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
We got students, we got veterans, we got labor, we got small business.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
We've got a coalition for change.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis-Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
Northern New rule. No more whining about the French. At least they're standing up to the Bush administration, which is more than I can say for the Democrats. And by the way, it doesn't make me un-American to say I'd rather live in Paris than in places where cheese only comes in individually wrapped slices. New rule. Secretary Ridge, we know you're running this huge Orwellian organization. There's no need to rub our face in it. New rule. No gay fraternities. Apparently there are now dozens of them. Why bother? If you're gay, you already have a much better way of bonding with another man than the chug-a-lug. A dirty show this week.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
So hot today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Hot down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. Is that hot? It's so hot, Christie Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry.
Whoa!
It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that. That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.347 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about Mike Malloy. Air America Radio has pulled the plug on the Mike Malloy Show, and he is history, but maybe only momentarily. Maybe he'll be coming back. I don't know. I don't know that it's completely settled yet, but he's off the air for the moment. And some of you believe it's a conspiracy, and it's because of his position on Israel. And he himself says it has nothing. His opinions have nothing to do with it. He himself has said this. It's all about the money. It's all about the revenues that the show brings in, and it's about the ratings. So apparently it was completely a business decision. Some of you may not believe that, and the lines are full. I'll give the numbers when there are available lines. Jim in Rockford. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to say I'm really going to miss Mike. You mentioned earlier
when you get off work and you do a show for 4 hours, and you know, how much can you take? How much can you take? And Mike tended to rave a lot, and I admit that. But like everyone, I think I don't listen to AM 1320 24 hours a day. I can only take so much. Sometimes I turn you off. Sometimes I turn Mike off.
Well, I'm sure you do, and I think that's how a lot of people listen, and I think a lot of people listen in bites because you're in your car, you're out of your car, you go to the dry cleaners, you go to the grocery store, you're in, you're out, you know. I think a lot of radio listening goes on that way.
Well, sure.
But here's what we do know about our listeners at AM 1320. They are immensely loyal, and a lot of them just set the dial, put the preset on 1320, and leave it there, and don't go cruising around that much. Now, I know talk radio listeners tend to cruise. We all cruise when we're in our cars. We all surf around. If somebody's not interesting right now, you go to another station, you go to music, you go to NPR, you go all over the place. But our listeners are remarkably loyal.
Well, you know, I listen more than most. I'm self-employed. I'm an artist. It's in the shop. I have it on the radio most of the time. But my point being that, you know, there are times when I can't take it anymore, but the reason I'm going to miss Mike is I always knew he was there. If I wanted to sit down and watch a little TV in the evening was one thing, but then I always knew if I got fed up, I could turn on and listen to Mike and listen to what he had to say. I agree with your earlier caller about his passion. He's a very passionate guy. I met him at Sacramento at the Progressive Democratic Caucus meeting, and he was a great guy. I don't speculate on why he's not there anymore. But I'd still be a faithful listener of Air America and you guys, and I wish you all the best.
I thank you very much for the call, Jim. 349-1320, it opens up a line. Marjorie in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. I like you, and I want to tell you why. I like the local ties. I like your local activity, all your involvement. And I got to tell you that I used to always be KGO up KGO at night. Now I haven't been able to stand anything in the daytime after the morning news. And I'm so glad to have something in the background that I like Mike Malloy. I like you. You're a different, yours is a different program. You know?
It is. I do a very different thing than Mike does. That is exactly right.
And I'm just glad you're there.
Well, see, I think it makes a horse race when if everybody on AM 1320 sounded the same,
yeah,
it would be same old very quickly.
Yeah.
So everybody is going to do their own thing, and it's going to be different. And I think if you look at the whole, there are a lot of parts, and so the whole becomes greater than the sum of them.
Yep.
Marjorie, thank you so much. I actually got started doing talk radio at KGO.
Right.
So it was. I like to think it was top-of-the-line talk and top-of-the-line training. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our traffic is looking all right, though. Southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road. We have a couple of accidents between there, Martin Luther King Jr., and on to Mack Road. Our northbound 99 by Cal Expo is a little congested there. Now, from Madison Avenue, I guess to Roseville, I had a phone call. We do have a three-car crash, but that's dropping traffic down to about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Enid Live will be back in a moment to 1320leftchannel.com.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. Woo! It was so hot in Hollywood today. Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know? It was so hot in Encino. Michael Jackson actually stopped at a Young Boys lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really, not shrinking. I tell you, the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under.
If you really want freedom, don't cheapen the word by using it to describe potatoes. Yeah. Ohio Representative Bob Ney found time in what must be a hectic schedule to rename French fries Freedom Fries, leading the French to rename American cheese Bob Ney. New rule. If you are the president, you have to have stuff on your desk. You just do. It makes us feel better. It's just... New rule. Let Tony Blair do the talking. No, I say this sympathetically. Mr. President, you don't need to be doing the speechifying. You're like the Clint Eastwood character in a Western, the tough guy who doesn't say much. Tony Blair, he's the gay English character actor. Let him come in and lay the pipe. Plus, he's British. It just sounds smarter.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I was in the water before I knew what happened. I reached up to stop an or two from going overboard. The next thing I knew, I was overboard too. Watching my boat, there was nothing I could do to avoid being hit. The first time the propeller cut through my back. The second time, it cut my hand and arm. A moment of operator inattention, a lifetime of can't forget. Because I survived, I can tell you how important it is to be responsible on your boat. Visit BoatSmarter.com and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Eat It Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
.355 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Mike Malloy is gone from Air America, but he lives on Enid Live because we are all commenting on it. He has said himself that his views on anything, his opinions on Israel or anything else, were not the reason why Air America Radio pulled the plug on his show. Let's go right to the phones. We don't have a lot of time left in this hour. Jeff in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. I feel like I've been punched in the chest here in this news. So I got a two-part theory here. First, what time slot did he have on 1320?
7 to 10.
7 to 10?
Yeah.
And so who's going to get that slot?
I don't know, actually. That's a really good question.
Okay. The second part is, what time slot did Tom Hartman have on 1320?
I don't have all the answers to those questions, but you know what? Those are really good questions. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Rayad and Lodi, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Nita, how are you? I talked to you before, but I listen to Mike all the time because of the timing, and I listen to all of you guys, but I would really I'm going to miss him a lot, and I'm hoping that you're, like you said, which is hopefully you're right, that was not because of his...
He himself says no. He says that's not the reason, that it was strictly financial. Now, he says this.
Yeah, because I haven't heard him, you know, mentioning that. But I'm sure that's right,
because his opinions are not a surprise to anybody. So if people didn't like his opinions, they never would have hired him in the first place, is my thought on that. Rayette, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, Tom and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on, the Mike Malloy and Randy Rhodes speak the truth, and they say what they want to say, but at least they don't sit there and say, like, feminist comments like you do, like, I'm yours till blah, 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 7 o'clock. They really have a level of maturity, and they talk truthfully.
host, and streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
President Bush digs in his heels on Iraq.
If we give up the fight in the streets of Baghdad, we will face the terrorists in the streets of our own cities.
Cancer stopped by gene therapy for the first time.
The potential, I think, is substantial.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Bethesda, Maryland.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Speaking to a receptive audience, the American Legion Convention, President Bush made his case for staying the course in Iraq.
The speech is part of a stepped-up effort by President Bush to make the case for staying militarily engaged in Iraq until victory is achieved.
If America were to pull out before Iraq and defend itself, the consequences would be absolutely predictable and absolutely disastrous.
As for those now calling for a pullout by U.S. troops, Mr. Bush said they're sincere and patriotic people, but they could not be more wrong. He again declared Iraq to be the central front in the war on terror and that America will not leave until victory is achieved. Mark Knoller, CBS News, with the president in Salt Lake City.
As if to demonstrate the depth of the challenge, there's been a coordinated series of bomb and rocket attacks in eastern Baghdad, killing at least 47 people and wounding more than 200. The Pentagon acknowledges that the U.S. force in Iraq has expanded to 140,000 troops, with 15,000 operating in Baghdad. Now this.
May I help you?
How much is this goldfish?
99 cents.
How's his temperament?
Huh?
Does he bite?
I don't think so.
Is he good with children?
Yeah,
I mean, can he do any tricks?
Well, he wiggles pretty good.
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Is he allergic to seafood?
Just shellfish.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
CompUSA email bag.
Wendy emails, Dear CompUSA, got any plans for Labor Day? Big plans, Wendy, starting with this Friday's Midnight Madness. Tons of amazing deals from 6 p.m. to midnight, like a compact laptop with Turion 64 processor, 512 megs of memory, 80 gig hard drive, and ATI graphics card for under $600 after rebates. That's $180 off. Come enjoy all the savings this Friday till midnight at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. See store for details.
The UN's deadline has passed, and a report from the International Atomic Energy Agency confirms Iran has not halted uranium enrichment. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton is laying the groundwork for sanctions.
Iran is defying the international community. Iran is not suspending its uranium enrichment activity. And from all that we can see in this report, it continues to pursue a nuclear weapons capability in violation of its obligations under the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty.
Iran claims it's pursuing nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has today's big medical news.
A promising new era in cancer treatment may have begun with the first successful use of gene therapy to create cells that find, attack, and destroy tumors. It allowed Mark Origer of Watertown, Wisconsin, to walk down the wedding aisle with his daughter after he thought his advanced melanoma would kill him.
Every day from here on out is a plus and a positive for me.
In this study in the journal Science, only 2 of 17 patients became disease-free. The 15 others were helped temporarily. National Cancer Institute gene therapy pioneer Dr. Steven Rosenberg sees huge potential. Trials to treat patients with breast, lung, colon, and other types of cancer could be underway early next year.
I'm a surgeon. My fondest hope is that I can put myself out of business someday in the treatment of cancer patients.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Bethesda, Maryland.
NASA today picked Lockheed Martin to build the new spaceship that will return Americans to the moon.
It's huge for every aspect of our company, and we're very, very proud.
Lockheed Martin spokesman Tom Jurkowski. The contract is worth billions. Orion will be much like the original spacecraft that went to the moon, but capable of carrying as many as 6 astronauts. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin calls it Apollo on steroids. The launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis has been delayed by bad weather. NASA's decided to make another try next Wednesday. And speaking of bad weather, re-energized tropical storm Ernesto brought torrential rain to the mid-Atlantic states. Max Mayfield, director of the National Hurricane Center, is tracking the storm.
The maximum sustained winds are 70 miles per hour, very near Category 1 hurricane status. The track should take the center onto the coastline near the South Carolina-North Carolina border later tonight.
By then, he says it could be a hurricane. David Witter works at the Cash and Dash convenience store in Myrtle Beach.
People are coming in getting a few things, you know, because
I guess they're a little concerned.
In the Pacific, Hurricane John has weakened to a Category 2 storm as it approaches Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Thousands of residents and tourists have evacuated.
It's incredible!
New rule. Get the Ashton Kutcher Demi Moore breakup over now. Let's just pretend we've already printed those issues of Us Weekly and People read them and thrown them away. And while we're at it, let's also pretend we've already heard Joe Lieberman drop out. New rule. In an all-volunteer army, there can be no such thing as a conscientious objector. Marine Stephen Funk says he shouldn't have to go to Iraq because he just joined the Marines to, quote, learn new things and meet new people. That's like joining the Beach Boys and then announcing you're not going to play that stupid surf music. We need Saddam Hussein's head. Stop talking about his DNA. Nobody made a movie called Bring Me the DNA of Alfredo Garcia. Traumatized Iraqis need to see the head on a pole in the center of Baghdad, or as it's now called, the Galleria at Halliburton Square.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. The campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Six, 6 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to hour two of Enid Live. I am yours from 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're celebrating our producer's birthday today. We had a surprise birthday party for Lauren Haley. We have many producers here. And Lauren is one of our more mature producers. Just kidding. No, we're all equally immature around here. What we've been talking about, if you're joining us and we're moving it along, was Mike Malloy, in case you've been among the nearly comatose, Air America Radio's pulled the plug on his show. But you know what? Fear not. He will surface somewhere. I know he will. And he may even surface back with Air America Radio. You never know. And let me just say one other thing. They call it broadcasting. And there are realities to this business, we're sorry to say. And when you are very, very huge, you know, when you are have a passionate audience, but it's too small an audience, then you have to call it narrowcasting. And then it doesn't work for broadcasting. And so I'm guessing that that is what he says. And Malloy himself has been quoted as saying that it wasn't anything to do with his opinions, but it was purely a financial decision. So the assumption has to be made that the revenues simply weren't there for his show because the ratings apparently were not what they were looking for. I don't know. But that's what he has said, and we'll just have to take his word. I can't believe it's his opinions because everybody knows what his opinions were, and they wouldn't have hired him in the first place if that were the issue. We're going to move it along. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I want to bring us up to speed on a couple of things. First of all, I want to talk about the arena again. One of the things that became clear yesterday was that there are various groups around, and they put on billboards that have people flocking to the arena. And flock, flock, flock. There are a lot of flockers around, but I hope there's no new arena for them to flock to. The police union is opposing the arena. They say they could change their mind if the city promises to add more staffing, but right now They feel like they're short-staffed and struggling with the Sacramento crime spike, and the last thing they want to be doing is this arena business. And so that is so they have come out. The police union has opposed the arena measure. Carmichael Chamber of Commerce is as being the pros and cons of the arena are being paraded before the Carmichael Chamber of Commerce. So the arena tax debate is coming to various of the satellite areas of Sacramento. And in the letters to the editor, a bunch of letters to the editor that are not in favor of the arena. So if you're looking at these as barometers, I don't think that they are perky barometers for this arena. There are some people going to make a lot of money from the arena, but right now this is looking like it's not going to happen. Although, look, it's like the gubernatorial election. We are we are approaching Labor Day. We're ramping up for a holiday weekend. And this is, you know, now is probably not when everybody's getting so serious, but everybody will get serious later on after Labor Day. And as we are approaching, you know, start of school, the start of everything. The governor has added 11,000 new slot machines. The era of giant tribal casinos in California got a boost when Arnie announced compacts to allow two of the state's richest tribes to add up to a combined 11,000 slot machines. The B is saying that it is too much, too late. Too much, too many slot machines. Too much gambling going on. Now, I bring this up, and also the San Francisco Chronicle, the same thing. If you love the steady march of slot machine casinos across California, you're going to love what Arnold Schwarzenegger is dangling before the legislature for approval. Three tribes in Southern California could expand casinos with up to 7,500 slot machines, making each larger than any gambling spot in the nation. These three, plus a fourth tribal expansion announced several weeks ago, would add 19,500 slots to the state's existing total of 58,120 slots. The governor and the Pachanga Band of Luiseno Indians and the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, a deal between the governor and these tribes add up to a combined 11,000 slot machines. I'm going to ask you if this is good for the state. At the same time, you have online poker players who are facing new prohibitions. There are some states that want to make online gambling illegal. And I want to talk about this because it's kind of complicated. On the one hand, I don't care if people want to gamble. They can do whatever they want with their money. If they want to be suicidal, how are you going to stop people from being suicidal? How are you going to stop people from doing things that are not good for them? I'm asking this because today, USA Today is reporting that as many as one in five members of the armed services are being preyed on by loan centers set up near military bases. That these are these payday loan centers, and you have seen them all over. They have them even people in some of the suburbs that you think are maybe doing okay must be one step ahead of a shoeshine, because in some of these tonier suburbs you see these payday loan operations, which means people are living paycheck to paycheck and not even doing that. As many as one in five members of the armed services are being preyed on by these payday loan centers. The lending charges that when you go to these places range anywhere, and the annual charges, the annual interest rate, range anywhere from almost 400% to almost 800%, from 390% to 780%. And I am asking you, how are these legal? And what does this have to do with gambling? Well, let me ask you this question. Gambling is illegal in a lot of places, in most places, because I guess everybody thought it wasn't good for you and that you could easily get seduced into gambling away what you had. Drugs are thought to be not good for you. And I guess the powers that be believe that you could get hooked on drugs and make all the wrong decisions in your life, and it would be a very bad thing. So drugs are illegal, most of them. Illegal drugs are illegal. So how is it that this this business, these payday lenders, which is very, this is horrible for people. You can't get out from under. And what has happened and why it's of interest to the armed forces is that these places ring all kinds of bases all over the place. You get into debt, and if you're in debt, here's what happens. You lose your security clearance because your financial picture apparently is part of your ability to have a certain level of security clearance. And a lot of these people who get into debt, members of our armed forces, who are not paid well, sometimes they even have to be on food stamps, not because they've gotten into debt, but because we pay them so poorly. And this administration wants to, you know, take them to Iraq where they can blow themselves up, and then the administration wants to cut their benefits. But these payday loan centers here... some people who are heavily into debt. One spokesperson said she had several airmen get so deep into debt with the loans that they lost their security clearances, jeopardizing their deployment. And remember now, we're stretched thin, so you might not be deployed if your debt is too high. One airman, she said, took out a $500 loan, and after refinancing it several times, saw it grow to $2,600. $2,600. Troops with debt problems are often embarrassed and fear damage to their careers if they tell their commanders. The lending practices are illegal in 11 states, the Pentagon says. Well, how is it that, first of all, it's legal anywhere? Here are the states that have outlawed predatory lending aimed at troops. I think that all the payday lending places, whatever happened to the whole idea of usury? Even a credit card debt, I know some people, or I've read some people are paying astronomical percentages because they carry big credit card debt. 30%, I've heard. I don't know if that's right, but you can tell me. States that have outlawed predatory lending aimed at troops, and it isn't only these predatory lenders, these payday lenders. But the administration has allowed predatory insurance people to come there, come onto bases. These are predatory insurance people who have made huge contributions to the Republican Party, and they sell these horrible, worthless policies for huge amounts of money to our armed forces. In other words, our armed forces in every way are fodder and pigeons. They're cannon fodder. They're fodder for these predatory lenders. They're just pigeons. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. So if the powers that be think that gambling's not good for us and it's typically illegal, except in Indian casinos, except in Vegas, or drugs aren't good for us, so therefore those are illegal, or they are highly regulated if they are prescription medication, how is it that these payday places are allowed to exist? The states that have outlawed predatory lending aimed at troops are Connecticut, Georgia, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and West Virginia. Donna in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. I was talking about the same issue to somebody that I feel is pretty knowledgeable a couple of weeks ago, and I heard from this person that a lot of these payday places are owned by the major banks throughout the country. And I believe also a lot of the major credit card companies are run through banks. And so the banking industry would love to encourage us.
It must be somebody who's got a lot of clout that these are even legal. They must have made huge contributions. But the way it works, I guess, is that lenders typically charge $15 to $25 per $100 loan for 2 weeks. And most loans are extended for several weeks. The report says the average loan is $350 and has an annual interest rate of 390% to 780%. The average borrower, it says, pays back $834 for a $339 loan. This is called juice. This was the juice racket. This is what the mob specialized in.
You know how the FDIC backs the banks, and so they're heavily regulated. Well, the FDIC doesn't have anything to do with these.
Well, how is this that these are legal anywhere? What happened to the usury laws? I don't understand.
The usury laws were thrown out by Reagan, weren't they?
I don't know, but I haven't heard the word in about a million years.
I know, and I was talking to my husband about the usury laws just last weekend, and he told me, and I don't know if it's true, that Reagan made all that go away.
Well, I don't know if it's true either, Donna, but I thank you for the call. I want to put the call out. Have any of you gone to, you don't have to use your real name, you can use another name. Have any of you had to deal with these payday operations? Have any of you worked at any of these payday operations? Are any of you executives at these payday operations? So they prey on people who are barely making it paycheck to paycheck. And then, worse, they prey on our armed forces. You know, support our troops is another bumper sticker you see. But when people can screw our troops, I guess they're happy. happy to do that as well. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The Pentagon sees a risk in troops' loan debt. Well, where have they been? This has only been an issue because if you've got too much debt, you can't be deployed and they need you in Iraq because, you know, instead of being fodder for these financial robbers, you can be fodder, you can be cannon fodder in Iraq, I guess. So how come the Pentagon has waited this long to get involved in this? They should be out there protecting their troops from these kind of predatory practices. You've got people, these do-gooders, you know, they don't want you to gamble. So there are laws against gambling. They don't want you to do drugs, and that's why, because you could be seduced by and felled by drug usage. But these predatory practices? I don't get it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tom and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yes. How are you?
Good, thank you.
It's all about the money. You've played it out your whole show. Malloy, the arena. Now you're talking about these payday places. It's all about the money, which is, you know, does not create good, you know, it does not create... You have to center it.
Well, so it's follow the money.
Yes, it's follow the money. The same thing. I mean, it's this payday thing. I mean, I don't actually know anybody who's ever got involved in them, but yeah, I mean, usury? No, actually, that bankruptcy law.
390% to 780% interest is the range.
It's 30% times 12, and, you know, you get, you know, 420 or whatever. So I don't know. Maybe they... But that the bankruptcy law that was passed a couple of years ago, that changed, that upped the usurious.
Right, it screwed people, and it was all in favor of the banking industry.
Right. It's like insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we got to get them out.
Well,
there's a lot of stuff that's going to have to be repealed someday.
Well, I think that I have never heard anybody screaming about this particular issue, Tom, and I thank you for the call. I don't know why people aren't screaming about this issue. As many as 1 in 5 members of the armed services are being preyed on by loan centers that are set up near military bases that can charge cash-strapped military families interest of 400% or more. This is according to a new Pentagon report, and where's the Pentagon been? Steep lending charges have long plagued service members, but the problem has become a more urgent concern to the military as it has struggled to fill its ranks during the Iraq War. That's because debt troubles can keep troops from going overseas. We're seeing a growing trend of folks who are not eligible to deploy because of financial problems. These payday loan stores, named because the loans are often due on a borrower's next payday, have sprung up by the thousands around military bases. Listen, I've seen them all over the place. I've seen them around here. I've seen them in some of the tonier suburbs. I see them everywhere. And I don't know how you can, you know, I think you have to be desperate to go there and probably have no other choice. And then you really get zonked. And if you keep renewing these loans, you're really screwed. I don't think that they should be legal. So here we are. We're looking at an environment where there's a lot of gambling that's going on in this state. Slot machines. The governor is signing on to more slot machines in California. Why would that be? Is this good for the state of California? Is this okay? You know, if you want to play the slots, fine. I think it's so depressing to walk into these places. I have a friend who loves playing the slots or video, whatever she plays. And I went with her once, and I don't think that they have powerful enough suction devices to get all the smoke out of the air. You just about need a paramedic to be there for 5 minutes to be able to breathe because the smoke is so bad. And you sit people, you watch people sitting there smoking and throwing money down a hole, down a machine, you know, doing all the things that are terrible for you, smoking, ingesting all that horrible smoke, throwing money away. You know, if that's what you want to do and that makes you happy, okay, I guess we have these laws for some reason. But laws that might really protect us against being preyed upon by these financial powers. I mean, and you have got, there are about 3 different surveys that have been taken recently where workers express not much confidence in the economic system. So I think things are going to get a lot worse before they get a lot better. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. A beautiful afternoon to go ride some rides, maybe watch a concert or two tonight at Cal Expo. You just have to take a little care if you're going there right now. We have a little congestion going on there, northbound 99, Cal Expo, and on to Watt, actually. And then when you get up to Madison Avenue and you're on your way to Roseville, that's a little congested as well. Now, coming back, southbound Cap City Freeway between those areas is very congested, nice and slow, until you get to about Fruit Ridge Road, and then it speeds up, which we never get to say. We have lows tonight right around 69. Highs coming up tomorrow, 93, 94. And Enid Live will continue here in just a moment. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for, the world-famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm Bob Harris with Smart.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about gambling, and we're talking about these payday paycheck cashing places, payday loan operations that charge anywhere from about 400 to 800% interest. And they are highly concentrated around military bases, and are armed. You know, our service personnel get so into hock that if your credit limits, if your debts are that high, it can keep you from being deployed, and it can also cancel your security clearances because apparently they look at everything, including your financial picture. In the B, There was, and in the San Francisco Chronicle, they are both on the same page when it comes to editorials about all these slot machines and the Indian gaming. The new gambling deals that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has cut with powerful gambling tribes should alarm everyone, the Bee begins. They give away too much to a handful of the richest, most powerful tribes in the state. The deals also expand gambling far beyond the modest increase voters were promised when they approved casino-style gambling in California in 1998. And part of that deal was that, you know, it was the whole idea, the promises sold to voters who approved the reservation gambling a decade ago, the idea of self-help for destitute tribes, the San Francisco Chronicle's writing, has morphed into a potent, ever-expanding industry. The Chronicle goes on to say what message will voters take from the latest proposals? Probably this: write off another state leader, and they mean Schwarzenegger, who talked tough, then bargained down, let him think he has sweetened the deals for the state while the casino business rolls on bigger than ever. Is this good for the state of California to have all these casinos? Is it good for all these slot machines? Is this really good for the state of California? These deals come as tribes dump tens of thousands of dollars into the campaign coffers of key legislators who will be asked to ratify those compacts. Why is the governor doing this now? These tribes are not desperate. They already operate wildly profitable gambling monopolies, the most profitable enterprises in the state. The new compacts will give them billions more in profits. One thing is clear, the Bee writes, none of these compacts includes protection for workers that earlier Schwarzenegger compacts called for. So here, both the Chronicle, the San Francisco Chronicle, and the Sacramento Bee, taking Arnold to task for talking tough. You know, he thinks he's in a movie, talking tough, and then not really stepping up to the plate. And the issue of all these slot machines in California, how does that benefit California, really? How is that good for us? And one of the questions that's come up in the arena deal is that somehow this arena is going to make us a world-class city. Well, I want to tell you something. Here's what makes you a world-class city. I think what we need to do, I was thinking about this, what we need to do is we need to position ourselves. Not wait until we really hit the bottom with an even higher homicide rate than we have right now. But look to be more than simply the spillover for San Francisco, for people who can't afford the high housing prices in San Francisco. I think what we need to be doing, and I don't think we're thinking about it very consciously in Sacramento, I think what we need to be doing is making this a very enticing, attractive place on its own. Not as a spillover for anything, not as a way station between, you know, 90 minutes to San Francisco, 90 minutes to Lake Tahoe, but a place that is of its own. And here is some research that's come out. The top 25 cities, the brainiest cities in the U.S., we're not on that list. We aren't there. Well, maybe we have universities. We're near Davis. We've got universities here. I don't know why we can't be on this. You know who is the top city? The number one city, the top 25 cities with more than a population greater than 250,000, ranked by percentage of bachelor's degrees. So this is, it just goes, you know, even though you have a bachelor's degree, doesn't mean you have a brain in your head. But in any event, this is what they used. Seattle is number one. And I think Seattle has the highest per capita purchaser of books in the country. So Seattle is number one. Number two, San Francisco. Let's see. San Diego is on the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. San Diego's number 9. Denver looks like it's about number 11. San Jose, about number 15 or so. Oakland is, maybe 16, 17, 18. So San Francisco's number 2 on the list. San Diego goes down to maybe about 9 or so. San Jose's on the list. Oakland's on the list. But guess who's not on the list? I don't see Sacramento on this list. Well, Pittsburgh is the lowest on the list, of the list that I have, and that has 32.3% of the population with degrees. It looks like Sacramento's got 23% of our population has a bachelor's degree. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Vaughn in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Vaughn.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Good. I'm going to spell my name for you, Vaughn. It's Enid, E-N-I-D.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm still doing well.
Well, I just want to see, what's your deal with this gambling? You know what I mean? I'm a gambler, and I've won, and I lost, things like that. You know what I mean? And I keep gambling. You know, I think gambling is good for the state of California, reason being because, you know, it gives people something to do. You know what I mean? What else people are going to do, you know what I mean? You know, of course, we have our prestigious, you know, hills, lakes, and, you know, we have everything here in California, but...
Well, wait a minute. So, Vaughn, we wouldn't have anything to do if we didn't have slot machines?
Well, you know, with that possibility...
That's right. What would we do? We wouldn't have any. We wouldn't have a thing to do if we didn't have slot machines.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. I gotcha. So, we need them because otherwise we wouldn't have anything to do. And we need smoking, too, because then that would give us a second thing to do.
Smoking?
Yeah, because they seem to go hand in hand.
Yeah, I do. I smoke cigarettes, smoke pot, stuff like that, and it's all good. You know what I mean? And you can't do that inside the casinos. You can do it in Reno. Not smoke pot, of course, in Reno, but you can smoke inside their casinos, which is great. But in California, they won't allow it.
Yeah. Well, Vaughn. Well, it's a novel argument that you've put forward, and I think we're going to throw it out there and see how people respond. Vaughn, I thank you for the call. Vaughn says we need casinos because we need the slot machines because there isn't any. We wouldn't have anything to do if we didn't have the slot machines. Pat in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Anyway, I was looking, you know. That whole casino started, like, what, back in 1996, and in 10 short years, look at where they are now, all over the place, you know, and this weird kind of way of looking at it, but I think they're buying their, you know, their country back in a sense, so. You know.
So it's okay that they're wildly profitable.
So
I mean, that was why people, that's why people voted it in. They did it in 1998, I think.
Because they're sovereign nations, right? That's why they were able to get away with that.
Well, we had to vote it in, but I guess that was one of the rationales was that they were destitute, and this was some way that they could there could be some you know, some payback. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Glenn in Woodland, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hello.
Hi, Glenn. Welcome.
Hi. I just have a comment or two. You know, that guy that occupies the White House, he said his top advisor is God Almighty.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find him building an ark on the front lawn of the White House. And if he does that, I hope his top advisor tells him to take Arnold as one of the pairs. And this would be a better world. You know that?
They're going to build an ark on the front of the White House lawn, you think, and you're going to pair up Dickie with Arnold? Is that what you're doing?
Maybe Jesse Ventura too. I'm from Minnesota, Al Franken's home state.
Oh, I see.
But he said his top.
Okay, so we're having a Noah's Ark. We're having a Noah's Ark. You're going to put those two together. All right, Glenn. I mean, this is all right. We need the gambling casinos because if we didn't have the gambling casinos, we wouldn't have anything to do in the state of California. What would you do with your life? You know, you're born. You got to do something for the next 85 years. I guess you better go hit those slots. And our caller says that they're going to build a new Noah's Ark, and they're going to pair, when you have to pair people, he thinks that the president and Arnold ought to be paired together. I think that's what he was saying. Bill and Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Enid, I love you.
Thank you.
But I don't know, you sound pretty conservative today. This is, supposed to be a free country. I mean, people apparently love to gamble.
Right.
Like the last.
Well, people like to do. All right. People like to do drugs too. So.
Well, that's true. I'm for legalizing drugs.
Well, I am too, and I'm for legalizing prostitution.
Me too. I mean, people want to do it. They should.
All right. So then, let me ask you: Should we keep the payday loans legal when they take advantage of people at like 400?
That.
Huh.
No, they.
All right. So, what should our rationale be if we think that we ought to decriminalize prostitution and we ought to decriminalize drugs? How can we keep up? If we're going to decriminalize everything, how come payday?
Because payday, they're ripping people off.
Well, they are ripping.
Does not rip people off. People are paying for a product. Well, you know, I mean,
so to speak.
When you're charging 400 and 800% interest, that's called a rip.
It's a different kind of prostitution. You're being screwed, but it isn't the same. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Looks like the traffic is doing all right, though. What are we at? We're 438. Very surprising. When you get to Fruit Ridge Road, southbound 99, things are actually speeding up for a change. Coming on northbound Cap City Freeway, Cal Expo, it looks like by Marconi, we have a three-car crash there on the way to Roseville. Just after Madison Avenue, we do have a three-car crash there, and they've moved it to the right-hand side. Also, I-5 and Watt Avenue, or I want to say I-5 and J Street, excuse me, there's a three-car crash there as well. Back with more Enid Live. We're at 89 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, guys.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule, skip the truck. President Bush is down on the ranch, and we all know what that means. Lots of pictures of him in that pickup truck, as if he's going into town to pick up a bale of hay. Okay, we get it. You're a rancher. You're clearing brush. You're a Washington outsider. You're a huge country fan. Unfortunately, that country is Saudi Arabia. New rule. When somebody dies, we shouldn't cut off their head and drill holes into it. Ted Williams belongs in the hall, not the fridge. Cryogenics is one of those technologies that just doesn't work, like the missile defense shield and hair transplants. New rule. It's just a donut. What is up with the Krispy Kreme phenomenon? It's a glob of deep-fried dough, not Super Bowl tickets. Aren't we Americans fat enough without pretending that donuts are hip?
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
About 17, going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. His name. That don't matter, he said. jumping on. Yeah, me.
4:44 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You'll have to excuse me. I took a little bit. We're having a party here, and I'm going to tell you why we're having a party. We are having a party here because, you know, your homework assignment, and you have been successful at this, is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here, that AM 1320 is here, that Enid Live is here, that you want to start your mornings, your start your day with Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort, and so on. And we have been doing, we're celebrating because we've had, we are doing very, very decently, very, quite nicely. In fact, kind of ahead of the curve that we expected to be at this point. And so there's a little bit of a celebration going on here, and I kind of got lost in the celebration. And they're serving things to drink and cocktails, and that would be nice, but I can't do that because then I'd be even more incoherent than usual. So I want to thank all of you who are doing the homework assignment because it's beginning to kick in. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. And then you have some of these really rabid people who would want to see us, instead of being happy that there's another voice, a pushback, a progressive voice in Sacramento, another, you know, one that really is heard. They want, because of Malloy and, I don't know, maybe my position on the Middle East, they want to boycott the station. So if you care about talk radio, real talk radio, I think you're going to want to support what we're doing here. At least I hope so. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. What I was thinking about is in the whole wake of the Arco Arena business, how do you make a city really, really a vibrant place? And instead of waiting until the bottom falls out of Sacramento, until the homicide rate is greater than the population who live here, we might be thinking about ways to really make this place a terrific place to be. And, you know, here we have this data, 23% of people who live in Sacramento, or I imagine the metro area, have college degrees, but it makes us, we're not in the top 25. Number one is Seattle, number two is San Francisco, three is Raleigh, four is Washington, D.C., five is Austin, Texas, or ostentatious. Six is Minneapolis. Seven is Atlanta. Eight, Boston. Nine, San Diego. 10, Lexington. 11, Denver. 12, Charlotte. 13, Portland. 14, St. Paul, Minnesota. 15, San Jose. 16, Colorado Springs. 17, Honolulu. 18, Oakland. 19, Pittsburgh. And 19 has 32.3% of the population with a bachelor's degree. We have 23%. So education presents a real key. We've been talking about gambling. We've been talking about Arnold saying one thing and doing another in an election year. Not a surprise. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Do we want to prohibit online gambling? Do we want these many slot machines for tribes that are out now wildly, wildly profitable? Is this a good thing for the society? And if it is, how are we allowing these payday loan sharking operations to flourish? Natalie in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Ina.
Hi, Natalie. I'm going to spell my name for you. It's Enid, E-N-I-D, Enid.
Enid. Okay. My comments came in on somebody had made a mention of Arnold being hypocritical, and I became aware of how hypocritical he was when he started wanting to make California the fitness state. And I thought, you know, that would really be great. That's something that, you know, we could all benefit from. But then the next thing I'm reading is he's putting a smoking tent on the Capitol lawn, and he's buying and encouraging people to smoke stogies from Cuba. And so it's just, you know, one more hypocritical.
Well, wait a minute. How about driving a Hummer where you get about 12 inches to the gallon?
Exactly, exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
but
I mean, we could probably have a whole show on he tries to ride both sides of the game.
No, the real question about Arnold is this. How is it that he does one thing, he says one thing, he does another, and nobody calls him on it? How is it that he's able to bamboozle
seduce a whole population. Ronald Reagan also had that quality. Maybe it is the quality that makes you a good actor. What they say in the theater is that the piece has to suspend your disbelief. And maybe when you're a good actor, you suspend people's disbelief, and no matter what preposterous contradictions hurl themselves out of your mouth, people believe that you are what you want them to believe you are.
Exactly. I think you hit it on the head. He's an actor. He's not a leader for our state.
But he has seduced a whole population who think that he's probably the only viable Republican in the country at this point. I know. It's sad. Thank you. Thank you, Natalie. I appreciate
thank
the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, 620. Robbie and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Oh, Robbie decided to depart. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. A nice stroll to California State Fair over there on Cal Expo. Now take heed that we do have a three-car crash just before you get to it if you're going on northbound 99. If you're coming from 50 and Watt Avenue, we do have a three-car crash there as well. On the way to Roseville, a three-car crash on the right-hand side, slowing traffic down a little bit. Now, coming back the other way, southbound, it is congested, maybe even five miles per hour. So if you can get off right there by maybe J Street or T Street and just go under, that might be a better way to go. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Small business owners.
New rule. You don't get to do a farewell tour unless you absolutely, positively swear you'll go away. This goes for Cher, Michael Jordan, and if the Eagles reform one more time, I'm going to stab them with my steely knives until I just can kill the beast.
New rule, stop leaving messages on my answering machine saying it's me. I already have a me in my life, me. And frankly, if we were that close, I'd have given you the number to the phone that I answer. All right, ready, new rule number one. Enough with gaysploitation TV. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Hey, if I want a bunch of gay men in queenie outfits telling me how to live my life, I'll go back to Mass.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
54 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We've been talking about a lot of things. We started out by talking about Mike Malloy. We're talking about the function of talk radio. We are celebrating our own a milestone here and a fledgling one, but we're ahead of the curve and we're just thrilled. So that's what's going on here. And I think that's what you're going to want to see a station like ours gain traction, because there are all too few of them in this very conservative environment. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We've been talking about the arena. And the way that the arena is being sold to us is that somehow it's going to make us a world-class city. It's not going to make us a world-class city. We're going to make ourselves a world-class city. And the minute we stop thinking of ourselves as the way station between San Francisco and Lake Tahoe and the runoff from both places, will be the moment that we really start to get it together in San Francisco. There is a list that just came out of the top 25 cities with more than 250,000 population ranked by percentage of bachelor's degrees among them, residents 25 and older, and Sacramento's not on the list. The number 19 on the list is Pittsburgh with 32.3% of the population with bachelor's degrees. Sacramento, something like 23%, and we're down the pike from Davis. You know, we've got Sac State, we have we have colleges here. But until we start to deal with some very systemic problems, endemic problems here, we're never going to be world class. And I don't care how many arena band-aids they slap on us, it's never going to make us a place until we start really thinking about how we can solve our problems. And those are the educational problems in Sacramento, the crime problems, which have been steadily becoming more and more astronomical, until finally the homicide rate is something that's not only an embarrassment but makes us a dangerous place to be. In the meantime, we are fiddling while Rome is burning, and so what the hell? More slot machines? Okay, that's fine. I don't care if people gamble. I'd like to see a prostitution decriminalized, but do we really need these many more slot machines to make these Indian casinos even more wildly profitable than they already are? Is this a plus for the state of California? Don't we have more important things to be thinking about? How does this help us? The powers that be that try to protect us from certain things, but they're not there protecting us from the loan sharking payday loan operations. They're just loan sharks. They're worse than loan sharks. I don't think juice required you to pay as much interest as these payday operations, and why they continue to be legal is a question that I don't understand. And the only reason they're getting a lot of attention now is that many of them ring service bases, army bases, so on, because they prey on service personnel. 400 to 800% interest is what you can hope to pay at these places. I mean, it's a scandal that they are allowed even to be in business. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So what government ought to be doing is protecting us against the things that are really a danger. And stuff like that, it really preys on people. It should not be legal. Well, when it's, you know what? It may be that they've driven the loan sharks out of business. Well, maybe they haven't driven the loan shark. You can get a better deal from a loan shark, I think, than you can get from these payday operations. So I think that what Sacramento needs to do is it needs to position itself. It needs to position itself with a lot of smarts, with the
Midwest News. I'm Bill Whitney. Surf pounds Winya Bay, South Carolina, as tropical storm Ernesto moves closer with winds near hurricane strength. Max Mayfield, director of the National Hurricane Center, says the wind should diminish when it makes landfall later this evening.
The biggest concern, I think, will indeed be the rain, and that really is over a very large area here of eastern North Carolina, much of Virginia, even up into southern Pennsylvania. That's going to be over the next 2 to 3 days.
Those areas could have flooding, but right now the Carolinas are getting the brunt of the storm. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula is out and about.
Driving is very difficult this evening all across central and eastern North Carolina. In fact, authorities are telling people don't even venture out unless you have to. At times, the rain is so hard you can barely see in front of you. The trees alongside the road are swaying wildly. At times, you can feel the vehicle hydroplaning as it tries to maneuver through the standing water on the road. Jim Krasula, CBS News, along U.S. Highway 74 near Delco, North Carolina.
The Pentagon reveals that U.S. troop strength in Iraq is now at 140,000, up 13,000 from 5 weeks ago as the military combats growing violence in Baghdad and elsewhere. At least 47 people were killed in the Iraqi capital today in a coordinated series of bomb and rocket attacks. President Bush, in a speech to the American Legion, said the security of the civilized world depends on victory.
The battle for Iraq is now central to the ideological struggle of the 21st century. We will not allow the terrorists to dictate the future of this century, so we will defeat them in Iraq.
Mr. Bush said critics of his policies are sincere and patriotic, but they could not be more wrong. An exciting development in cancer research.
I've been given my life back.
Mark Origer of Watertown, Wisconsin, is one of two patients who've apparently been cured of advanced melanoma with gene therapy. He was treated by Dr. Steven Rosenberg at the National Cancer Institute.
The possibility of altering our normal cells by inserting genetic material and creating cells that never existed before in the course of evolution represents an enormous opportunity to treat a whole variety of diseases.
Rosenberg manipulated blood cells to make them attack the cancer. It's a buyer's market at car dealerships. Keith Crane is editor and publisher of Automotive News.
Right now is probably a perfect time if you're in the market for a car truck to go out and look, because even the Japanese are offering incentives right now to help get rid of the excess inventory on their dealers' lots, and that never happens.
Car makers are offering discounts, cash incentives, and 0% financing for up to 6 years. Israeli police stormed the British embassy in Tel Aviv today, capturing a Palestinian man who'd scaled the embassy's fence seeking political asylum. After the arrest, it turned out the gun he was waving was plastic. The Dow down a point today. This is CBS News.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
John Madden here to tell you about Ace Hardware's Labor Day sale going on this weekend only, September 1st through the 4th, at participating Ace stores. Get a $5 rebate on every gallon of Ace Royal paint you buy, limit 10 gallons. And don't forget paint supplies like a 4-piece paintbrush set priced at $2.99 or a 3-pack of Ace paint rollers for $3.99. Both are free after rebate. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace.
America's best-known polygamist, arrested Monday in Las Vegas, appeared before a judge today.
Are you Warren Jeffs?
In court, Warren Jeffs agreed to be sent back to Utah.
You want to waive your rights in regards to extradition?
Some had expected Jeffs to challenge the court's jurisdiction and refuse to answer questions. That did not turn out to be the case. Next comes the transfer to Utah, Prosecutor Ryan Shum.
Our next step is to have him transported up. Then have initial appearance.
Jeffs is accused of forcing underage girls to marry and then have sex with older members of his religious sect. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
In April, a Texas jury awarded $32 million to the widow of Leonel Garza, who suffered a fatal heart attack after taking Vioxx. Now, lawyers for Merck are looking into the financial relationship of the widow and one of the jurors, Jose Manuel Rios. In a post-trial deposition, Rios acknowledged that Felicia Garza had given him $10,000 in interest-free loans before he was picked.
The internet.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me is that truth. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Six minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. There is a piece that I want to share with you. The Los Angeles Times did an editorial about Rumsfeld. You know that the main players in the administration have been sent out to try to sell the war. Well, I don't know how successful they're going to be at selling the war. This is a flawed, fatal war. This is a war that is a complete failure. The polling shows that Americans are sick of this war, and they want it to be over, and they want the troops to be returned. And so whether or not this administration is going to be successful in doing that, I don't know. But here's the Los Angeles Times headline of this editorial. Pipe down, Rummy. Rumsfeld's cranky outburst mangles an historical analogy, badmouths legitimate critics, and illustrates once again why the defense secretary should resign. And so they go on to make the case for why Rumsfeld ought to be history, why he ought to be gone. The New York Times talks about silence in the streets and where the protesters have gone. We've talked here about there's been a lot of rage. There's all kinds of rage. There's cell phone rage. There's, air rage. There's road rage. There's a lot of rage, as much rage as Eskimos have, different kinds of snow, but no outrage. It was almost painful the other night to hear Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young sing about a war, says the New York Times, whose purpose Americans never really understood, started by a president who didn't tell the truth, and then waged the war ineptly, and that was before they sang about Iraq. Now, they were talking about how the fact that student protesters helped to drive Lyndon Johnson, in so many ways a powerful, progressive president, out of office because of the war. In 2004, George W. Bush, in so many ways a weak, regressive president, was reelected despite the war, and the campuses were silent. Everybody's silent. I don't understand why there's so much silence. And what we can do about it. If there were a draft, I think there wouldn't be so much silence. But have we become this passive? So now they're sending out the big players to try to sell the war. And I hope that they're not successful. I think they might not be successful, but you never know with this crowd. The one thing that they are brilliant in is spin. This is a piece from Garrison Keillor, and I like Garrison Keillor a lot. And it's entitled, My Opinion. It was painful to hear the woman in anguish on the 83rd floor of the World Trade Center crying, I'm going to die, aren't I? I'm going to die. Melissa Doi was 32, beautiful, with laughing eyes and black hair. She was lying on the floor of her office at IQ Financial, overwhelmed by smoke and heat, calling for help. And then there was Kevin Cosgrove on the 105th floor, moments before it collapsed, gasping for breath, saying, we're young men, we're not ready to die. And then he screamed, oh my God, as the building started to collapse. It's in their voices, what they went through. Those were the two of the 1,613 calls to 9/11 released by New York City last week. on almost all of which the caller's voice was beeped out. The city argued that to hear persons in anguish in their last minutes constitutes invasion of privacy. The truth is that the callers had no interest in privacy. They were desperate to be heard, and censoring them now is a last insult by a bureaucracy that failed to protect them in the first place. They were people like us. We might have sat near them in a theater or restaurant, asked them for directions on the street. They went to work that fine Tuesday morning and suddenly found themselves facing the abyss. And the first thing we thought, seeing the burning buildings on TV, was, what is it like for the people in there? We wanted to know. Then, inevitably, politicians began to seize the day and turn it into a patriotic tableau starring themselves. Mayor Giuliani, who does not appear in a leadership capacity in the reliable accounts of that morning, who was captured on videotape fleeing uptown, soon stepped into the TV lights and put on his public face. And a few days later, the current occupant mounted the wreckage with bullhorn in hand, and you know who the current occupant is, mounted the wreckage with bullhorn in hand and vowed vengeance. And the media was glad to focus on the martial moment, the flag waving over the wreckage, the theme of America United, and the anguished voices from the towers were unheard. The people who fell from high floors and smashed into the pavement were not seen on American TV. The media averted its eyes from the reality of 9/11 and started looking for the message. The best book on the subject, by the way, Garrison Keillor writes, is 102 Minutes, The Untold Story of the Fight to Survive Inside Twin Towers by Jim Dwyer and Kevin Flynn, two New York Times reporters who fashioned a plain narrative out of thousands of stories that took place in the time between the first strike and the collapse of the second tower. You read it, you're there. Mr. Giuliani is still flying around, giving speeches on leadership, knocking down $100,000 per shot, getting standing ovations everywhere as a stand-in for the police and firemen who died in the towers. He has never faced up to his failure to prepare for the attack, even after the 1993 bomb explosion at the center, when it was shown clearly that police and fire couldn't communicate with each other by radio. 8 years passed. Little was done. And then came the 19 men with box cutters. The 9/11 operators took thousands of calls and had no information to give. Police helicopter pilots who had a clear view of the infernos and could see that the buildings were going to collapse could not get word to the fire chiefs on the ground who, unable to see the fire, sent their men up the stairs to die. Official bungling cost these men their lives. In the end, what we crave is reality. The woman crying on the 83rd floor was real. Our countrymen died real deaths on a warm September morning. And then, to avenge them, even more have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. In our hearts, we know we're on the wrong road, the road to unreality. But the man says to stay the course. And now, as November nears, congressmen who have supported the war, no questions asked, find it convenient to admit to having questions about it. We are facing a difficult situation, they say. They are, quote, troubled. The woman who cried on the 83rd floor was more than troubled. She saw death. It is indecent for New York to stifle the voices of the people in the towers. The congressmen who deal so casually with life and death ought to sit down and listen to those phone calls. My Opinion by Garrison Keillor. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What do you think about what Garrison Keillor had to say and the bungling that went on so that people could not speak to each other? The police and the firemen could not speak to each other. Nothing was fixed in those 8 years. And now Rudy Giuliani pulls down $100,000 per speech. He was caught on videotape fleeing up the street. We are in a battle that has nothing to do with what happened on 9/11. And here is an administration continuing to want to sell it and continuing to want to put down anybody who criticizes them. And I hope they're not successful in selling it in the midterm elections. But they've got everybody out selling a product that is a complete failure. And the approval of the polls show that people know that it is. I hope. People can't be persuaded otherwise. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Gary and Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello?
Hi, Gary, welcome.
Yeah, I just told your lady friend there, that I think it's ironic. I was telling my wife just a little bit ago that this guy up in San Francisco ran over these people and killed one of them and used the excuse that God told him to do it. And here we got a president that sent the greatest army in the world into Iraq to wipe them out, and we've killed thousands of them, and he's still quoting this God made him do it or told him to do it. So, kind of ironic.
Well, the difference between the two of them, Gary, is that one is certifiably schizophrenic, and the other one, the results are still out. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Ashwin and Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Okay, the first time around, things didn't work. We were all surprised. A lot of us felt equally guilty, if not more so, because of what happened. We felt a part of it. The country pulled together, and everyone wanted to rally behind the president. That's the psyche that the president likes to think about, right? Well, 4 years later, Katrina happened. That gave us the training ground. We should have been ready. We should have been. Everything was, we were told, was done. Nothing was done. Katrina was the test of these people, and they failed miserably. Now, I've seen Kosovo. I was there. I served, dug up the mass graves, tried to list people.
All right, we're losing you, Ashwin. You're breaking up. But so tell me what your point is.
My point is, remember just before when Hitler was about to invade Poland, I don't know how many people have read the history book, he was saying Polish people were raping the girls and all that. He was telling the German people, the Polish people were...
All right, tell me, but we're having a hard time hearing you. Tell me what your point is.
Same thing is that when they say appeasers, I think, yes, they are appeasers, but we are appeasers of the Bush doctrine.
Oh, all right. I like that. That sounds good. So when Rummy, who is making a fool of himself and has become a punchline, calls the Democrats appeasers, what they want, what your point is?
Is turn it on its head and say, yeah, they are appeasers, but they are appeasers of the Bush doctrine.
All right. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Sheila in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello.
Hi, Sheila.
How you doing, Enid?
Good.
Did I say your name right?
Enid.
All right. I kind of was concerned with that music playing, Another One Bites the Dust, that bumper music that came in right before this session.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm kind of feeling, was that reflecting Mike?
No, we're just playing music.
Yeah, because, you know, as we stand as Democrats are over on the left side here, you know, we don't need to be fighting each other right now. We need to join together. We can have differences and everything. And it seemed like, you know, it set up on your program today, let's put Mike down, you know. And I think we need Mike, just like you just said, what's going on in this world. I mean, we don't need to have...
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Sheila. In general, when someone gets disappeared from a radio operation, nobody ever talks about them, because that's just how it happens in this business. So we've been talking about it. We've opened up the line so people can talk about Mike not being here. He might come back to Air America. I think if Mike is gone from Air America Radio, Mike Malloy, and they did pull the plug on his show, he'll land someplace else, and I'm sure you'll be able to access his work. So some people liked him, some people didn't like him. He himself says it was purely a financial decision and had nothing to do with his opinions.
Now, where was that said? Because
he has said that on his website. He said it all over the place. So that's, you know, it's not about his opinions. Because if it were about his opinions, he wouldn't have been hired in the first place. Everybody knows what his opinions are.
Well, when he sits up every day and calls the president, the crime family, whatever, you know, and I mean, he sticks on it. It's the way he sticks on it, you know, that he doesn't lighten up.
Well, that, but I think that's also, I think that's also his downfall, is that it became a one note samba.
Well, that's the Democrats' downfall right now here in America.
But here, patty cake taking.
It ain't no time to patty cake. It's time to get up and, hey, revolt with George Bush and what he's doing every day.
All right, so let me ask you.
I'm a black woman.
Sheila, take a breath. Let me ask you a question. You're so angry at this administration. So what are you actually doing about it?
People like him, you know.
Sheila, listen to me. What are you actually doing about this administration?
What am I doing? I'm talking to my friends every day, telling them, listen, your program, the other program.
That's nice, but are you going out there and registering people?
I go out to protest, and it's a shameful sight how many people are out there. Yes, I do, and if you see me, you probably recognize me from being out there. I just don't stand for something. I stand for nothing. I stand for something. And like I say, Mike Malone did too, you know, and that's why I do believe he's off the air, you know.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Well, one day he'll...
Well, go to his website, access his website, and you'll find out, because...
Okay.
He's telling everybody it is not the case. So you can concoct a conspiracy theory if you want to, but it has nothing to do with why he's not on the air on Air America Radio. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Here's what I want to say about that whole Mike Malloy business. And by the way, he's going to be a guest on the Morning Retort tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning. I think that he channeled a lot of anger. A lot of people who are just as angry as Sheila is at this administration were happy to hear it played back to them, happy to hear it resonating on a radio program. And that's fine. But if you can, you know, a diet of it day in and day out it's a one note diet. And that might have really been the issue for Mike. I don't know. But see, many people are very angry. And I'll tell you where it comes out in the left. It comes out in the issues of the Middle East. If you take a different line from the left on the Middle East, and my line on the Middle East is that I think that the pendulum has tipped so far away from being fair to Israel in the reporting. You know, Israel's no angel a lot of the time. But the reporting has gone so far over the line that there isn't even a semblance of balance, that Hezbollah is somehow wonderful and Israel is somehow a demonized. When I call attention to that, there's a hardcore left that's so angry and so nasty in its anger that it can barely function without steam pouring out of all of its vents. I mean, you can't imagine some of the mail that comes in. And on the other side, there are lots of people who are supportive. But just simply to say, look, let's take a balanced approach. Or if you are a reporter and you're pretending to cover it, but you really have an agenda and what you're doing is opinion, it ought to be labeled that way. Don't say don't say you're a reporter when you have an agenda and there's no semblance of balance at all in what you're doing. And we have some of those around here as well. So the left is extremely angry, but the left now is different from the left of our parents' generation. The left of our parents' generation was a very blunt, roll up your sleeves. Our parents and our grandparents, you rolled up your sleeves and you did it. There was something Midwestern about getting the job done. The left today is more passive, more angry, more wimpy, angry but wimpy. And that makes, I think, for even greater anger. Lots more anger. Anger at the administration, but curiously paralyzed. I was in Marin County a few days ago, where I lived for a long time. And there was a cadre of people who kind of ran that. They're probably all, you know, gone by now. But there was a sensibility that for a time ran that place. Active in politics, people who were not trendy people, people who were of another generation, older people, but knew how to get the job done. Kind of what you might characterize, and I don't know that they were old enough to be, the World War II generation. Well, what we have now is a lot of fractionalized left. The right marches in lockstep. The left is fractionalized. You know, I want a Democrat, but I don't think I can stand Hillary. Well, you know, a lot of us aren't nuts about Hillary. But you got to hold your nose and vote for her. Otherwise, you are not going to have subpoena power or investigative power. Well, I don't think, you know, I'm not going to, there's no campaign I can get involved in, and Doolittle, well, he's not in my district, so I can't get involved in Charlie Brown's campaign. So people call up and they bitch. And the more they are paralyzed by their inactivity, the more they are unable to roll up their sleeves and really get something done, the more angry they get, and it gets focused. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be angry at this administration. You should. But it's almost pathological. And it would be okay to be that angry if you also rolled up your sleeves and did something about it. But you got a lot of these activists in town who all they know how to do are to be angry, to smear, to call for boycotts, and they are in a funny way paralyzed in a kind of vomit of their own nastiness and hatred. And the bottom line is they're not getting the job done. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. And I think this could be a whole indictment of the left. It's happy to bitch, and it's happy to be really angry if it can get itself out of bed before 11 and before it's had its latte in the morning. But what is it actually doing? There's a kind of spoiled quality of, bring me the remote, or, I'd let somebody else do it. There's something about that in our personality, and I don't think it's attractive. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320, I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We're at 526, and it looks like the traffic is getting to where we normally see it right about now. Congested near Free Ridge Road, southbound 99, northbound 99, Cal Expo. Let's see, Cal Expo, Marconi, and on to Madison Avenue. We do have a jam. Three-car crash right before Madison Avenue exit. Now, going on to I-80, going over there by Arco Arena, on the right-hand side, we have a three-car crash. That's slowing 80 down and 5 as well. Back with more Enid Live. We're at 89 here in the River City. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, so folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Okay, here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I'll always consider myself the father of 4 boys, even though 2 of my sons are gone. Our twins, Kevin and Brian, died when their boat capsized. Bad weather, cold water, and the absence of life jackets contributed to their deaths. If I can help one person avoid the daily heartbreak that my wife and family must endure, then asking you to be responsible on your boat will be well worth my time. Visit BoatSmarter.com, and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, as we wrap it up for a wonderful holiday weekend, sort of the last gasp of summer, we're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about what makes a world-class city. We're talking about administration trying to sell the same old crap and repackage it so that they think that you don't know what's in that awful smelly bag. We're talking about the passivity of the left. I mean, I think you see it with the Democrats. And I think where Mike Malloy incited a lot of passion, his own passion, people are so angry, and they particularly get angrier at their own paralysis in doing more. There's something about the left that won't roll up its sleeves. There was that greatest generation, maybe the World War II generation of our parents and grandparents, who knew how to get the job done. If they didn't like something going on, they went out and they did something about it. And there's something about us on the left, and we are not able to do that. We are fractionalized. We are paralyzed. So all we can do is be angry and at times nasty. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Robert in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Robert.
Yeah. Oh, yes, hello. I had a quick comment about something you said about the popularity of the war and the unpopularity of the war. I was wondering, sort of, you know, what does it all mean if when the November election rolls around, that if Republicans end up either keeping the House and the Senate or actually making advances? I mean, because if it seems like so many people...
Oh, what it would mean is that we're all going to slit our ankles because we'll be too depressed to reach our wrists. That's what it's going to mean. It's going to mean that everybody could see through it and nobody bestirred themselves enough to do anything significant enough to change the situation. That's what it would mean. It mean that we just passively let it go down the tubes when we had a chance to make a change.
Well, right, but I mean, I think it would be more of an indictment of the way that either side actually runs campaigns. I mean, because you know, if everybody if people out there are so passive. And then there's another question. You know, these polls, are they polls of just all Americans, or are they polls of actual registered voters who expect?
Well, I don't know. I think each poll is different. But
the thing is, if it's a poll of people who are just sort of out there who may or may not be registered voters, then it's a useless sentiment because those people aren't going to vote. So the thing is, the indictment against the Democratic Party then would be, why not go out there and register as many people?
Well, they should be out on the ground. You should have been getting a million calls. Every Democrat should be getting a million phone calls. Are you going to vote? Here's who you should vote for. You know, people ought to be getting organized and contacted, and I haven't heard anybody getting contacted about anything.
No, but that's what, you know, you said people should call Democrats, and Democrats should get a million calls. And Democrats shouldn't be called. People who aren't registered to vote should be called. The Democrats should be going out, registering every single person who isn't registered, register them as Democrats, then flood them with information about here's our person running in your district, here's our person running.
That would be good, but I don't think they're doing it, and I don't think that they're getting the people who are already registered who may not vote. I don't think those people are being hit either. So nobody, I don't think anybody much is being hit.
But that's the problem. See, they're not, the party isn't doing it because the party wastes its time and wastes its money answering, you know, answering the thing that Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and George Bush said yesterday instead of saying, you know what, let the administration say whatever it wants. We're going to quietly talk to these people who we're going to try to reach and make them lifelong Democrats. Rather than being two steps behind answering something that was said yesterday, that what the party should do is say, look, you know, we've already
it doesn't even answer. It doesn't even answer anything that was said yesterday. That's even more pathetic. And in the state of California, the race for governor is going to be won by a very narrow group of independent voters. That's who's going to determine the outcome of the race for governor. And it may very well be that that narrow group of independent voters is going to determine a number of other races as well.
No, the race for governor is already. I think it's already lost. I don't think Phil Angelides can win. I mean, no matter how bad Arnold Schwarzenegger does, no matter how bad his polls may
seem. Well, I hope you're wrong about that. There's some sentiment along those lines, and I hope you're wrong about that. But we'll see whether it happens. But what the Los Angeles Times and what veteran politicians are saying and veteran politicos are saying is that it's going to be won by that narrow group of independent voters is going to determine the outcome of that election. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320, Eula in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Eula.
Yes, I just wanted to say, I agree with what the caller just before me said, but also I am so sad to hear that Mike Malloy is leaving. Mike Malloy just saved my life. You know, I mean, I did not know what to do. I was so angry, and so I didn't know how to get, situated with any party or anything else. I'm a Green. You know, that's my party, Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness I heard on Scott and Sims the other day the Green Party candidate for governor.
Mm-hmm.
He's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. He's out there and he's saying something, and I think we need to listen to him very, very openly, you know.
Well, Mike Malloy, the Air America Radio pulled the plug on his show.
Well, that's terrible.
And it had nothing, Mike himself says that it has nothing to do with any of his opinions, but it was a financial decision.
Well, I think Air America's going to lose from that, you know. I really do. I think it's too bad because he allowed so many people to just listen to themselves and listen to things that are going on in their own head.
Well, it was a place where you could vent a lot of anger, mm-hmm. and you could bask in his reflected anger.
Well,
I don't know if that plays to a broad enough audience. I mean, I think there's a hardcore.
Oh, I think it was a huge audience.
I think there's a hardcore anger that a lot of us feel, but I don't know how much of the ranting you can take day after day and night after night.
You can, but...
All right, so what are you doing, Eula, now that you got involved in realizing that the Green Party is the party that speaks for you, what are you actually doing?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm going to volunteer for the governor, the governor's race for the Green Party, and I've been looking for something to do. I didn't know who to back, what to do. But Mike Malloy's ranting... You know, I was already part of the Green Party, but he inspired me that I wasn't just crazy because the Democrats have been so quiet. You don't hear anything, you know. I've always, before last, I was a Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life. And now, you know, for the last two elections, I've been Green. But He made me think that there were ways that we could...
So he made you feel like you were solid and you were on solid ground and you had found something that you could really resonate with.
Absolutely, because I read all the time and I look at things and I listen, I read, and I vote. And I
well, that's all that
many people don't do.
That is all to the good, Eula, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. Stan in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I just wondered on the Garrison Keillor story, why didn't you talk about the three people who were really responsible for the attack on the centers, and that would be President Clinton, Janet Reno, and Amy Gorelick. Those are the people that prevented the communication between FBI, CIA. After the day after 9/11, the FBI called up the CIA and laughed at those people and said, "Where have you guys been? We've known about these guys for the last year and a half. What's going on, Edith?"
What are you talking about, Stan?
What are you talking about?
The people who were responsible for...
Bill Clinton's administration briefed the incoming administration, the George Bush administration, and those people ignored everything that the Bill Clinton administration tried to warn them about. And when Gary Hart and Warren Rudman, part of a blue ribbon distinguished bipartisan panel, predicting everything that happened with 9/11, this administration shelved the report and didn't get to it until after 9/11. And when they did a follow-up report about what you could do to protect yourself in the wake of a 9/11, none of that has been implemented either. And what about the president's daily brief that said Osama bin Laden is determined to strike on American soil? And you, Stan, you want to sit there and tell me that this was Bill Clinton and Jamie Gorelick and Janet Reno? I mean, I think you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh, and your mind has completely evaporated out of your ears.
Enid, until the Patriot Act was written, their memo that was created by the Clinton administration that prevented the communication back and forth between the CIA and FBI.
We are talking about in New York, the fire department and the police department could not communicate with each other, and it wasn't a Bill Clinton issue. It was a Rudy Giuliani issue, and he didn't do anything. Plus, he ran away from 9/11. There's footage of indicating that that's what he did, and now he comes out as a leader and a hero, and he's getting $100,000 a speech. So that isn't what we were talking about. We were talking about Rudy Giuliani, and we were talking about New York. And let me ask you, do you think we've done the right thing by being in Iraq to atone for 9/11?
Wait a minute. You completely missed my point.
Let me ask you, Stan, are we in Iraq? Is that the right thing for us to be doing?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You seem to know everything else. How is it you don't know this?
I don't know is because I don't think we in the United States know enough about the mindset of the Arabic people. I don't think we understand.
Wait, what did Iraq have to do with 9/11?
Well, I know that Saddam Hussein bragged about giving $25,000 to suicide bombers, $25,000 for every suicide bomber.
Stan, the president had a press conference last week, and when he was asked, what did Iraq have to do with 9/11, the president himself said, nothing. Nothing. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. The president himself said that, Stan.
Tell you what else I saw.
The president, no. The president himself last week said that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. So why won't you accept that?
Enid, I saw him say that. I accept that. I was watching C-SPAN early July, Sunday morning. There was a debate argument between Katrina Vandenhoevel, I hope I didn't mispronounce her name, and Lanny Davis, the special counsel for the White House under the Clinton administration. And Lanny said, folks, you can hide from the truth, but I was there from Clinton down. Everybody in his cabinet believed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
In the early 90s, he might have, but they were long destroyed by the time this crew came into the White House. Stan, you're a bright guy. I don't know how you can be as easily bamboozled as you have become. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Do you want to comment on that phone call this was all, you know, when you have to go back to the Clinton administration to be the blame of 9/11, you have no intellectual ammunition. U.S. leaders in Baghdad have put out a bid for this administration now, specializing in fear and smear, has put out a two-year, $20 million public relations contract that calls for extensive monitoring of U.S. and Middle Eastern media in an effort to promote more positive coverage of news from Iraq. So not only have they bought off journalists, pundits, not only have they done fake news, not the John Stewart kind, but video news releases, but now they're put out a public relations contract so that all you're going to get out of the Middle East and Iraq is positive coverage. 349-1320-866-620-1320. I mean, it goes Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, this weekend is going to just be fabulous. Tomorrow, 93, 94, we've got the Greek Festival going on, the Rainbow Festival with KCTC as well, and of course, the California State Fair. And, wow, it's just going to be fabulous. 93, 94, like I said, maybe 75, 76 for the low for the next couple of days. Now our traffic, and on the way there, yes, it's a little bit slow, but it does not really don't have that many accidents on the way, and they've all been pretty much cleaned up. Southbound I-5 just north of Q Street, I have a vehicle in the roadway, and there you go. Back with more Enid Live, I'm Lisa West, for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320,
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
Attention, Northern.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Scott Forrington, morning co-host on AM 1320's Morning Retort. More young people are becoming infected with AIDS than ever before. But now you can be part of the solution. Help raise awareness and save lives by joining me and show up for the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run and Walk. Sunday, September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Registration begins at 7:30 and proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. You can make a difference. To find out more, go to 1320leftchannel.com.
Freedom cannot be forced into existence, nor can it be won through painful struggle.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
Freedom cannot be bought or sold. It has nothing to do with one's social status. One's profession is of no consequence.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
In order for you to accept yourself as you are and live with your soul at peace, you must simply teach yourself to let it be. Only then will you discover freedom.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
New rule. No more whining about the French. At least they're standing up to the Bush administration, which is more than I can say for the Democrats. And by the way, it doesn't make me un-American to say I'd rather live in Paris than in places where cheese only comes in individually wrapped slices. New rule. Secretary Ridge, we know you're running this huge Orwellian organization. There's no need to rub our face in it. New rule. No gay fraternities. Apparently there are now dozens of them. Why bother? If you're gay, you already have a much better way of bonding with another man than the chug-a-lug. A dirty show this week.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
549 on the
Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Let's go right to the phones. Craig in Vacaville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Hey, I just had a real quick comment. Your caller, a couple callers ago, I believe it was Stan, I think, who just was completely brainwashed by everything going on in this administration. I was baffled. I just could not believe that somebody really can't see what's going on here. I just found it absolutely amazing. The only thing I can deduct, and the only thing that I think makes sense here as to why somebody like Stan has those feelings, is our spineless media. You know, we just have a media out there that refuses.
I agree with you.
That's it. That's the only
cheerleaders and stenographers who have been afraid to tell the story.
Yeah, I mean, look at Rumsfeld's insane algebra equation as to what's going on in Iraq a few weeks ago. I didn't hear anybody saying, what the hell are you talking about? Explain that to me. I just didn't hear that. Everybody went, well, I guess that's it. I guess it somehow makes sense somewhere. But anyway, I don't get it.
I don't either, but I think your point is well taken, and I thank you for making it. 349-1320, Marissa in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Marissa, hi, you're live with Enid.
Okay, I'm at a point where I can't hear you very well. Hold on just one second. Is that better?
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay. 2 points that I wanted to make. One about Stan, who called just a couple of calls ago. The other is I'm very, very, very upset to hear that Mike Malloy is not going to be on. To me, he was literally the Rush Limbaugh of the left. Rush just goes on and on and on, and apparently that's what the right needs. They need somebody like that to spur them on. And I saw Mike Malloy doing that. I guess maybe on the left we're a little bit more intelligent, we're a little bit more self-conscious, we can make decisions on our own. But he said the kinds of things that I felt and couldn't verbalize. Anyway, that's just neither here. I understand how.
I'm sure that he will surface, and he may still surface on Air America Radio. I don't know if it's his final,
as it
sounded in the beginning. But he says, and they say, it was strictly a financial issue.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's really too bad. I mean, I understand those things, being a businesswoman myself. The other issue is Stan. I just want to say to Stan that he needs to read up on some things. Richard Clark wrote a wonderful book, which I've read, and I can't, for the life of me at this point, I'm in my car and I can't remember the title. But Richard Clark was the head of the NSC, National Security Council.
Well, he was certainly, he worked under a lot of administrations, both Republican and Democratic, and he's written fiction and nonfiction on the subject.
I think that the issue with him that we really need to take home is this man worked on several administrations, and he was a Republican from the word go. Okay, and he.
Well, I don't know if he was.
He was. No, he was. In his book, he absolutely says so.
Okay, but tell me quickly, Marissa.
He doesn't say that he is anymore. I think he's an independent now. But basically, what he's saying is that Osama bin Laden was what Clinton said. That's what we needed. That was the eye that we needed to take care of, and we took the eye off the ball.
Oh, you are so right about that. And the book is called Against All Enemies, Inside America's
That's
War
it.
On Terror.
That's it.
Thank you
That's
so
it.
Much, Marissa. 349-1320, 866 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. You know, we're at 89 here in the River City, and we have got a little bit disabled vehicle at eastbound I-80 at 32. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane with a three-car crash southbound I-5 just north of J Street and 50 by Howe Avenue. We've got a vehicle in the roadway. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
In today's
so hot today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Hot down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. It's so hot, Christie Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry.
Whoa!
It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that.
That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweat like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today. Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know that? It was so hot in Encino. Michael Jackson actually stopped at a young boy's lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
.556 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Let's go right to the phone. 349-1320. Paul and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, yeah, I just want to add on to Stan and the belief of people who look towards the Clinton administration as a problem for 9/11. And all I have to add to that really is, out of all the different atrocities that have happened in our country, like the Kennedy assassination, all the subsequent administrations put together a commission to investigate, regardless whether they were good or not, within about 7 or 8 days. For these types of tragedies, it took this new administration. You know how long it took before they actually got a 9/11 commission?
Years.
And allowed it?
Years.
411 days.
It only happened because of the Jersey girls who forced it. This administration did not want any scrutiny. It wants no scrutiny on anything that it does, and it particularly wanted no scrutiny on that issue.
And just to add to that, too, I mean, you have the executive director is Philip Zelikow, who helped them transition into the NSA and also wrote a book with Condoleezza Rice. And then George W. Bush and Dick Cheney go in to give their speech to the Senate committee that was a part of the 9/11 commission, but they weren't under oath, and they got to go in there together. And then
the people who write the 9/11 book bitch about it afterward, that were in charge of the committee, bitch about it afterward, that they weren't, that they didn't, they wanted to ask more questions and they didn't. Well, they should have. They, exactly. But they should have had the courage to do it. I thank you for the call, Paul. 349-1320. Barry and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Barry.
It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
People in southern Baja California, with 10,000 people being taken to shelters in Cabo San Lucas, the expensive resort town at the very southernmost tip. Another 5,000 people from surrounding towns, including the state capital La Paz, are also being taken to shelters. The evacuees are mostly locals who live in high-risk areas.
CBS News reporter Adrian Bard in Mexico City. John is now a Category 2 storm with top winds of 105 miles per hour. President Bush, speaking to the American Legion Convention in Salt Lake City today, said the consequences would be disastrous if U.S. forces left before Iraq can defend itself.
The security of the civilized world depends on victory in the war on terror, and that depends on victory in Iraq. So the United States of America will not leave until victory is achieved.
In the past 5 weeks, the Pentagon says the U.S. force in Iraq has increased by 13,000 troops. It's now up to 140,000. A spacecraft named Orion will take Americans back to the moon and perhaps to Mars. Today, NASA named its choice to build Orion.
The competition was fierce and the proposals were strong. And with that, I do want to announce who we have awarded the contract to, and it is Lockheed Martin.
The contract is worth billions. The only competition was a bid from Boeing and Northrop Grumman. It was the old Grumman Corporation that built the Apollo program's lunar module. Handoff on the evening news.
Here is someone who will be a permanent fixture, my friend Katie Couric.
Hey, Bob.
New anchor Katie Couric made her first appearance on the broadcast as Bob Schieffer stepped down from a temporary assignment that lasted 18 months.
I can't imagine following in the footsteps of a kinder, more gracious person.
On Schieffer's watch, the CBS Evening News gained 600,000 viewers. He'll contribute a weekly commentary and will continue as the anchor of Face the Nation on Sunday morning. Today on Wall Street, the Dow declined 1 point to 11,381. The Nasdaq also lost one. This is CBS News.
Honey, I think I need a new look.
So what, like a new haircut or something?
I meant the color of the living room.
I knew that.
It's the Labor Day sale at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration Premium coatings, and an extra 25% on Waverly wallpaper books, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, September 4th.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. With gas prices at all-time highs, you need to get the most out of every tank. Get to AutoZone and do something about it right now. Did you know that changing your air filter is one of the easiest ways to extend the life of your engine? It can also improve gas mileage by as much as 10%. It really is that simple. Change your dirty air filter and save up to $200 per year. So stop wasting money at the pump. Get to AutoZone and start getting better gas mileage today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The two surviving Beatles are going ahead with a lawsuit against two record labels. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenaby has the story.
You never give me your money.
The Beatles versus EMI and Capitol Records. It's a royalties dispute that goes back to 1979 and hit the courts last December. Well, last week, a New York State Supreme Court judge denied EMI's request that the claim be thrown out. Now, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and the families of John Lennon and George Harrison will move forward seeking at least $25
million.
EMI allegedly sold promotional non-royalty albums and pocketed millions in the process. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
88-year-old Floyd LaBar insists there's nothing wrong with his health, but his doctor ordered him to quit his campaign for the school board in Cecil County, Maryland. It's too late to take his name off the ballot, though, and LaBar says he'll ask the doctor to reconsider.
It's the final week.
Miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. We're going to have Calvin Trillin on next week and Nora Ephron a week or so after that. You can call. It's always toll-free. It doesn't matter where you're calling from. 916 is the area code, 349-1320. Or if you're outside the area code, 866-626-1320. And your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here. And what we're celebrating today are two events. We're celebrating Lauren Haley's birthday, which is actually going to be, what, on Labor Day? So we had a little surprise party for her. And the reason we did that is because our other intern, Lauren started out here as an intern but quickly progressed. Rachel Douglas is our other intern, and we want to thank her. And we knew she would be in today, so we wanted to have we wanted to have everybody on board. So we had a surprise party. Lauren says her mother was in labor on Labor Day. Well, and what a fine product she brought forth. We love Lauren. We think she's great. We love Lisa West, too. We think she's great, too. So anyway, we had a surprise birthday party, but unbeknownst, Lauren brought in great sugar treats that her mom made that are everybody's in diabetic shock now, but they were so good that we are barely functioning. And the other celebration we're having here is that we are doing Enid Live, and our radio station, KCTC, is doing, we're ahead of schedule on where we're supposed to be. And so you have been doing your homework assignment, but you can't slack off now. It's an election year, for one thing, and we're just getting some traction. But we are celebrating the fact that we have sort of passed an important bar in our short life here, and we're hoping to pass even higher bars. So, and we'll need your help to do that. At the same time, we began the program by talking about Mike Malloy, and Air America Radio has pulled the plug on his show. I imagine that he will resurface somewhere, if not Air America, someplace else, and he could resurface on Air America. We don't really know what's going to happen, and I know a lot of you are big supporters of his. He says, and his website says, and Air America all say, everybody's on the same page, that had nothing to do with his opinions. Because, you know, they knew what they were getting when they hired him. I don't think that was, his opinions were any great surprise. It was all a financial decision. That is what Malloy says, and that is what everybody else says. And Malloy's going to be on the Morning Retort with Scott and Sims at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, so you can ask him at that time. And I know some of you are heartbroken that he's not on Air America, but I'm sure whoever replaces him will be pretty interesting. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, you might want to comment. Radio is also, it's our passion, but it is also a business. We've been talking about what will make Sacramento great, and that we ought to be thinking about what makes it great, and not just slapping a Band-Aid onto Sacramento in the form of an arena, which is costly and will not make us great. We ought to be thinking about what will make us smarter and what will make us less crime-ridden. And there is a new survey out about the smartest American cities, that is the cities that have the most people with bachelor's degrees over 25 years old. And number one is Seattle, Washington, and number two is San Francisco, California. And a lot of people from, and also Oakland is on the list, can you believe? Also, San Jose is on the list. Sacramento is not on the list. We aren't on that list. We're about 23%. And I think the high numbers on the list are in the, I have to dig it out, but I think it's in the 40s or so. The high Seattle is in maybe in the 40s. I'll find it and see for sure. But we're about 23%, so we're not even on the top. I don't think we're in the top 25. So I think these are the things that we need to be thinking about. We're also talking about there is a quality of the left, and I have seen it firsthand, and I didn't actually wasn't aware that it existed. I've seen it firsthand in the issues of the Middle East. My position on the Middle East is that there's a plenty of blame to go around for everybody. And the business that only Israel gets the blame doesn't strike me as fair. Reporting, because I think there I think there's plenty of blame for everybody. So watching that the media has gone way overboard on one end, and calling it reporting when it, and actually a lot of times it's opinion or commentary, has been a revelation. But what has been a greater revelation is a very hardcore section of the left is so angered and blinded by the Middle East that if you are urging more moderation in the way it's covered, more honesty. More honesty in the way it's covered. They are furious. They get angry and they get nasty and they get tendentious. And I was thinking about Malloy's show because Malloy specialized in rants. And I was thinking about an earlier generation of Democrats because what we've seen in Washington are a lot of wussy Democrats that somehow the left has lost its toughness. That in an older generation than that greatest generation crowd, the World War II generation crowd or a little bit beyond it, that they were that crowd was direct, it was blunt, it was efficient, it did not hesitate when it wanted to get something done. It did not hesitate to roll up its sleeves. There's something about the left now that is very different. It's very more fragmented. It's paralyzed in its own indecision. It doesn't have the toughness. But because it's so angry, the lack of toughness, the paralysis that surrounds it, somehow results in a very unattractive, it devolves into a kind of anger and a kind of nastiness. And it's the anger and the nastiness of people who are paralyzed. You know, when you are busy doing the thing that you do, I think it squeezes out a lot. You might get angry. It might be an impetus to do something. But when you're in the middle of doing the thing that the anger was the catalyst for you to do, I don't know if you wouldn't get the job done if you were just strictly angry. You're just so immersed in getting the job done that I think the anger falls by the wayside. So we got a lot of rage. We got a lot of anger in the society right now. Many kinds of rage, but no outrage. No significant outrage. Nobody is taking to the streets, not much. And maybe if we had a draft, people would be taking to the streets. But instead, you know, we got governor who wears a lot of makeup and he tells you he's one thing, but he's really something else. He tells you he's going to be tough on this, but he's really not at all. And he gets us to believe him. Not me, not you, but a lot of people. So it looks like maybe, you know, he's leading in the polls right now. We'll see what happens. We hope that Phil gets the traction that we think he can still engender. But you have a governor who thinks more slot machines is the answer to California's dilemmas. And we have an administration in Sacramento that believes that the arena is the answer to all of Sacramento's problems. 349-1320. In other words, the world is filled with unreality, pretending that it is some form of reality. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dan in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello, Enid. Just a couple of comments. I'm an independent and normally somebody who doesn't agree with you often, as I've told you before. But again, I find myself agreeing with you tonight on the issue of Mike Malloy, for instance. He does rant. He does rant anger. He puts out a lot of venom that, frankly, in a free market, open market society that we live in, much to the dismay of the left, it's a free society and people choose freely. They didn't want to listen, so he's out.
Well, he's got a very... let me correct the record, though, Dan. He's got a very passionate The people who love him really love him. He's got a very, very passionate following.
There's only like three of them out there.
No, he doesn't have an insubstantial. But you my thought is that there's only I'm not saying he's wrong, but sometimes there's only so much rant you can listen to if rant is the only note that's being played, and he played a lot of rant.
Well, yes, I agree.
And I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to rant. You can do the show any way you want to do it, and you will have a hardcore following, but will you have enough people? It is the dilemma we face here at AM 1320. Because it's a station that is branded as a left channel station, The expectation is that we are always 24/7 going to be talking about politics. Well, we do a lot of talking about politics, but there's a huge amount in life that to talk about besides in addition to politics. And I, being a curious person with a lot of curiosity, there are a lot of things that pique my interest. And in the beginning, when I veered off of the political track, you can't imagine the email, the phone calls, the nasty, they try to hammer you. If you veer off some of the party lines, you will get hammered in the same way. But I think that there are a lot of us, and I think we are hungry for anything that's compelling and smart and causes us to think a little bit. And to me, that is a whole universe of issues, not simply political issues.
I agree, Enid. I'm with you. I think you're awesome. I do listen to Rush, but I listen to you, and it's not a sympathy listen anymore.
Why was I a sympathy?
You're absolutely right on Israel, for instance.
Well, but the hard left doesn't think I'm right about it.
I'm with you. There's one out here.
Well, all right, Dan. I thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
He may be the only one. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I want to add to the conversation. There is something extremely controversial going on right now. If you do talk radio, you can never mention the subject, because if you do mention the subject, the Secret Service will be on your doorstep in no time flat. And now there is I think it's Canadians who did this. There is a documentary, a TV docudrama, in which President Bush is portrayed as assassinated. In the docudrama, he is shot by a sniper in a scene. It's called Death of a President. This is the dramatic moment when President George Bush is gunned down by a sniper after a public address at a hotel, in a gripping new docudrama soon to be aired on television. Set around October of 2007, so it's set in the future, President Bush, in this docudrama, is assassinated as he leaves the Sheraton Hotel in Chicago. Well, you know what? You could drop dead in the Sheraton Hotel before you get assassinated, because it used to be a pit. I hope they have fixed it up. Death of a President, shot in the style of a retrospective documentary, looks at the effect of the assassination of Bush, the assassination of Bush has on America in light of its war on terror. It is a 90-minute feature. It explores who could have planned the murder, with a Syrian-born man wrongly put in the frame. The head of the production company, which is it's a television channel, I guess. It's due to air the film October the 7th, said that the drama was a thought-provoking critique of contemporary U.S. society. He said it's an extraordinarily gripping and powerful piece of work, a drama constructed like a documentary that looks back at the assassination of George Bush as a starting point for a very gripping detective story. It is a pointed political examination of what the war on terror did to the American body politic. I am sure that there will be people who will be upset by it, but when you watch it, you realize what a sophisticated piece of work it is. It's not sensationalist or simplistic, but a very thought-provoking, powerful drama. I hope people will see that the intention behind it is good. The film will premiere at the Toronto Film Festival in September, and was written and directed by Gabriel Range. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320. I don't know if it will. I wonder if it will be to what extent it will be allowed to be seen in this country. 349-1320. It's a work of fiction. 866-626-1320. But you can never even joke about anything like this. And here is a docudrama which is set in the future and has this as its subject matter. What are your thoughts about it? And I want to also add to the conversation something that I've been looking at. There is There is a man who got into a lot of trouble when he was in charge of PBS because he was trying to pack PBS, public broadcasting, with conservatives. And now he's even more in even more trouble, that he misused his office, that he double billed the government, that he that the guy is a real piece of work, kind of a crooked, corrupt figure. And he worked on a racing venture, you know, all these people with their racehorses, that he's kind of a hack. And here, another 10th-rate appointee from this administration. In addition, I want to add one more thing to the conversation. This is something that that England has done. It is so anti-Israel, England, that in some cases it has fired academics simply for being Israeli. It would be like you would be fired from your job by Canada or some other peace-loving country because you were an American and Canada disagreed with Dickey's policies. Canada might have thought the war on terror was horrible, that we were bullies to go into Iraq, and that anybody who's an American is guilty by association. And if you're an academic at a Canadian university, you deserve to be fired just because you're an American and because George Bush is running the country. So same kind of thinking. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. The roads are looking a little clear at 621 here. Hazel Avenue at Sunset. We got a three-car crash, though. No details on that. Florin Road and Florin Mall Drive. A hit and run, no injuries and an accident. Three cars got into it and a big rig. Sunset Avenue and at Hazel Avenue. And eastbound 50 just west of Bradshaw Road. A vehicle's in the roadway, but I think the road is going pretty good over there. It might be a good cutoff. 50 is a little slow on through Watt Avenue. And going towards Roseville, Cap City Freeway, getting back on I-80 is a little slow just past Madison Avenue. Back with more Enid Live. We're at 89 at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
New rule. If you really want freedom, don't cheapen the word by using it to describe potatoes. Yeah. Ohio Representative Bob Ney found time in what must be a hectic schedule to rename French fries Freedom Fries, leading the French to rename American cheese Bob Ney. New rule. If you are the president, you have to have stuff on your desk. You just do. It makes us feel better. It's just... New rule. Let Tony Blair do the talking. No, I say this sympathetically to Mr. President. You don't need to be doing the speechifying. You're like the Clint Eastwood character in a Western, the tough guy who doesn't say much. Tony Blair, he's the gay English character actor. Let him come in and lay the pipe. Plus, he's British. It just sounds smarter.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I was in the water before I knew what happened. I reached up to stop an or two from going overboard. The next thing I knew, I was overboard too. Watching my boat, there was nothing I could do to avoid being hit. The first time, the propeller cut through my back. The second time, it cut my hand and arm. A moment of operator inattention, a lifetime of can't forget. Because I survived, I can tell you how important it is to be responsible on your boat. Visit BoatSmarter.com and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
New rule. Get the Ashton Kutcher Demi Moore breakup over now. Let's just pretend we've already printed those issues of Us Weekly and People read them and thrown them away. And while we're at it, let's also pretend we've already heard Joe Lieberman drop out. New rule. In an all-volunteer army, there can be no such thing as a conscientious objector. Marine Stephen Funk says he shouldn't have to go to Iraq because he just joined the Marines to, quote, learn new things and meet new people. That's like joining the Beach Boys and then announcing you're not going to play that stupid surf music. We need Saddam Hussein's head. Stop talking about his DNA. Nobody made a movie called Bring Me the DNA of Alfredo Garcia. Traumatized Iraqis need to see the head on a pole in the center of Baghdad, or as it's now called, the Galleria at Halliburton Square.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The
Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Remember, tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day. Oh, 3 to 5 people, you don't have to know them.
Huh.
Just to come up to them on the street. You could meet the person of your dreams that way. You can call the show. It's always toll-free. It doesn't matter where you're calling from. It could be from Mars, 349-1320, or 866-620-6320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. We're talking about a lot of different things, and I'm looking at the Warren Jeff coverage. You know, here's what's so interesting to me. You've got all these people selling the war, which is a failed enterprise. And the administration's got all the big names out there selling it. And what are we concentrating on? Well, first it was JonBenet, and when that fell apart, now it's the polygamist who got caught in Vegas. What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas, except Jeff's there moving him out of Vegas. I wonder what he was doing there. Well, you know, wearing those wigs and doing whatever he was doing. And then you've got a docudrama. That's going to open the Toronto Film Festival in September, held up by a Secret Service bodyguard in his dying moments after being shot in the stomach. This is President Bush being assassinated in this docudrama, surrounded by a crowd of panicking onlookers. The American leader is pictured just seconds after being gunned down by a sniper following an anti-war demonstration. It is set in the future. It's set in 2007, apparently. Coming out of the Sheraton Hotel in Chicago, which used to be a dump. I don't know if it still is, but I never liked that hotel. But rather than a repeat of JFK's shooting or Ronald Reagan's attempted assassination, this shocking image is part of a new Channel 4 show Channel 4. It could be in London. London is Channel 4. So that might be it. A dramatic scene which has caused outrage among Americans has been created by a British film company for a program about the effect of the war on terror. It's called The Death of a President. It will premiere at the Toronto Film Festival, as I said earlier. It's being shown on Channel 4 satellite, Channel More 4, in October. Channel 4 would be England. In fact, a friend of mine had something to do with creating Channel 4 in England. It has angered some Americans who have seen four presidents assassinated while in office. Eric Stahl of Republicans Abroad in London said last night, "I wonder if they are celebrating the idea that the president could be assassinated. We've seen from early in his presidency the extremes that the political left are willing to go to vilify him." You know, I want to say something here about Mike Malloy's departure from Air America, unceremonious departure from Air America. The rage that he produced every night, I think what you can do to honor Mike Malloy, if you have been a big Mike Malloy fan, is to take your rage, channel it into some real activity. Get tough and do something that makes a difference. Sign on to a campaign, volunteer, do something that will make a difference in this democracy. Doolittle is vulnerable. Sign on to Charlie Brown's campaign. Sign on to Durston's campaign. Sign on to Haswell's campaign. Help Phil Angelides gain some traction and find his way. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jack in Sac. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. I have given a false identity and lost location, of course, because my response to your Bush film would be that it would just be too good to be true.
Well, Secret Service is coming onto your doorstep, Jack.
I know. Here they are now.
I know.
Thank you.
All right. Thoughts could... Thank you, Jack. If thoughts could kill, a lot of us would be dead. Tony and Sac, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Speaking of Congressman Doolittle, there's an interesting little story in the Sacramento News and Review that just came out today.
Oh, I read that. I read that story on the air. Not from the News and Review. We got it. We got it from Charlie Brown's campaign, and we got it from the Daily Kos, where Charlie Brown's son ferried Doolittle on a tour of Iraq, and Doolittle didn't speak to anybody, didn't know it was Charlie Brown's son, and didn't thank anybody for anything.
Well, he was scared, apparently, too, to ride with the troops. He didn't want to ride with the troops.
Well,
and that's the point I want.
I wonder if he soiled his pants on that ride.
But that's another difference in the generations, because the old-fashioned conservatives of the generation you were talking about an hour or so ago, they were proud of being veterans. They all fought.
I was talking about the old-fashioned Democrats, the lefties.
I'm talking about the Republicans now. And this new crowd of chicken hawk Republicans that are so high and mighty and patriotic, that's all using other people's money, A, and B, other people's lives.
Absolutely. If you have been in the military, I think anybody who's been in the military would not have been so quick to go into Iraq like this chicken hawk crowd. I agree with you completely, Tony. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. And by the way, we are not advocating any harm whatsoever coming to this president except that he gets voted out of office. Well, he is going to be out of office, but he can go, you know, he can I'd like to see him out of office sooner than he was supposed to be out of office. If we can get investigative power and subpoena power, maybe we can impeach him into the sunset a little bit. But here is a docudrama. It will air in England. Some Americans are outraged by it. It's something you cannot typically bring up in talk radio, because the Secret Service takes all of this quite seriously, and they will appear on your doorstep. We're not advocating any harm come to the president, but it is certainly interesting that this docudrama will air in England. It's going to premiere in the Toronto Film Festival. Some Republicans are very angry about it. I guess Democrats are tee-heeing about it as well. One of the appointees in this administration, yet another, you're doing a heck of a job, brownie kind of an appointment. State Department investigators have found that the head of the agency overseeing most government broadcasts to foreign countries has used his office to run a horse racing operation, and that he improperly put a friend on the payroll. This according to a summary of a report made public by a Democratic lawmaker. The report said that the official, Kenneth Tomlinson, and you've heard about him, had repeatedly used government employees to perform personal errands, and that he billed the government for more days of work than the rules permit. The summary of the report prepared by the State Department Inspector General said that the U.S. Attorney's Office had been given the report and decided not to conduct a criminal inquiry. He's double billed the government. He has worked on government time on private issues. He became controversial when he was running PBS and tried to pack it with conservatives and turn it into an even more conservative operation than it is, than it has become. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. And now they're putting, the administration has for the moment decided to put, or the Senate has put Tomlinson's nomination on hold. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee does not plan to act on President Bush's renomination of this creature Tomlinson, who has been accused of misusing government money. A summary of a report by the State Department's Inspector General said that Tomlinson misused government funds for 2 years as chairman of the Broadcasting Board of Governors. That's the agency that oversees the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, and other U.S. government broadcasting abroad. He is accused of overbilling for his time and hiring a friend as a consultant, for about $200,000 or $300,000. They're not going to act on this renomination. Representatives Howard Berman and Tom Lantos, both California Democrats, and Senator Christopher Dodd, Democrat from Connecticut, said that they were outraged by what has emerged from the investigation that they had requested last year. This Tomlinson is really, he really almost toppled PBS into a hugely conservative and very in a very dishonest way. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So let's see if we've got it right here. This is an administration that uses fake news, video news releases. This is an administration that has paid pundits to pretend to be giving you independent opinion, but really are paid to excrete the party line. This is an administration that's now putting out a contract, a U.S. contract, to forbid a two-year, $20 million public relations contract that calls for bringing out good news from Iraq. So another way in which they now and then everything that they do is secret. They monitor everything you do. They scrutinize everything you do. Anything they put out is propaganda and has been manipulated information. They tell you lies. They give you all these fake reasons. And then they put a guy like, for going to war, and then they put a guy like Tomlinson in charge of public broadcast, who is later revealed to be even more corrupt than we thought at the time. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I mean, Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. A beautiful night. It's going to be around 69, 70, 71. I love that nice little jacket, small breeze. Perfect for the California State Fair, the Greek Festival, and the Rainbow Festival that's happening all weekend long. Highs 92, 93, and our traffic is looking all right. A little congested, 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, and coming back on northbound 99 by Cal Expo. Otherwise, it's looking all right. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Everybody loves
the Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth. Tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boss Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
A little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
6:38 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I want to make it very, 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 very clear, this docudrama that England has manufactured on a where Bush is assassinated. We are not advocating anything like that here. We want to get him out by purely democratic means, and that is we want subpoena power. we want to find out what he's been doing, but we are not advocating. We never advocate harming anybody at all, except with nouns and verbs. That's how we do it here. But this is a very interesting development, something that we couldn't even conceive of doing in this country. But leave it to the English. They're doing this docudrama, and it's going to open the Toronto Film Festival in September. It's going to air on English television, and it posits an assassination of the current president in the year 2007 coming out of a Chicago hotel. The Sheraton Hotel, which as I used to be a pit. You could drop dead in that hotel just staying there, but maybe they've cleaned it up. I don't know. There is also a new report out that dams and levees are at risk from terror, and they specifically cite Sacramento. Unfortunately, New Orleans is not the only city in the nation at great danger of flooding. The city of Sacramento could easily become the next major flood disaster. A number of factors make Sacramento a very vulnerable area for flooding. Folsom Dam, which sits above Sacramento, is ranked in the top most bin of high impact dams in the country. So, meaning its failure would put over 50,000 people at risk. A minority report written by Democrats on the House Homeland Security Commission claims that America's dams and levees remain largely unprepared for natural disasters and terrorist attacks. And Sacramento is in the soup. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We are squarely in the sights here of potential catastrophe. It isn't only New Orleans. We could easily, according to this report, become the next major flood disaster. And if you will recall, it had a bad odor about it. But Arnold Schwarzenegger backed off and got soft. And his biggest contributors are developers. And he has gotten soft on. Now he is allowing, he softened his stance, and now developers are going to be able to build homes in floodplains where previously he'd been against that idea. And all of this floodplain stuff suddenly got withdrawn, and Don Parada suddenly got a $500,000 contribution from builders after it was withdrawn, and it stunk so badly that he was forced to say he was going to reconsider this measure protecting the the floodplain. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tom in Sac, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you, Tom.
What do you think about that Jewish financier hit job on Mike Malloy?
What do you mean, Tom?
Well, what I'm saying is he told the truth about Israel, and the Jewish financiers had him pulled.
No. That isn't what happened.
Yeah.
And why is it about being and why you know what, if you knew what you were talking about, you would check his website, you would hear him say it. He said it repeatedly. His opinions on the Middle East or anything else had nothing to do with why he's out of Air America. It was strictly a business decision. That's what Mike Malloy says, so I got to go with what he says.
Well, he said that simply because he wants to find another job somewhere else.
No, but what you want to be is you want to stink up the airwaves with your anti-Semitism and your ignorance. That's what you want to do, Tom. You don't absolutely, you know what? You don't really know what you're talking about, and what you are is a hateful human being. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What do you think about that phone call? There are six hate groups on watch lists, anti-Semitic, anti-black, anti-Hispanic, anti-everything. They are on the watch list of the Poverty Law Center, and they are in Sacramento. So it becomes a Jewish issue. The question that I've asked about the Middle East is, where does the anti-Israel sentiment segue into anti-Semitism? And you just heard it. You just heard it. You just heard all that anger. All that anti-Semitism that gets channeled into anti-Israel, but our last caller didn't even bother to try to hide it. And here's something from Pat Buchanan, who's been a constant presence on cable TV. He told Alan Colmes, he said, what I would like is, I would like the country I grew up in. It was a good country. It was 89 or 90% white, he said. I like that country. It was. I lived in Washington, D.C., 400,000 black folks, 400,000 white folks in a country 89 or 90% white, he said. I like that country. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that a racist comment? I think it's a racist comment. I think that's very racist. He said, I like the country I grew up in. It was a good country. I lived in Washington, D.C., 400,000 black folks, 400,000 white folks, in a country 89 or 90% white. I like that country. What's that? What is he saying? What is Pat Buchanan saying there? He thinks being white is preferable, isn't he? Is that a racist comment? You bet it is. So Alan Colmes asks him, are you saying we should work to keep an 89% white country? Is that what you believe we should do? And Buchanan says, no. What I believe is that people should not deliberately alter the character and composition of the country without consulting the American people. If you adopt two children, Alan, you're going to go in and you're going to decide who comes. Who should decide who comes and who doesn't? First, illegals should not come. Secondarily, the American people should be consulted. How many immigrants come? What are the criteria? We haven't been consulted. But what he's saying is he grew up in a country that was 89 or 90% white, and he likes that country. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So, in a time when the left and when the country as a whole pays lip service to tolerance and to diversity, cultural diversity, look at what you have Pat Buchanan saying. Look at what you have all these Republicans running for office. They're all making racist comments when they think that the microphone is off. And then you just heard our last caller. Would you like to comment on that call? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. It's, all those, the Jewish bankers, the Jew zone, everything. It was the Jews who pulled Mike Malloy off. Here's what Mike Malloy is saying on his website and every place else. He's saying that it was a financial decision and that that was why Air America pulled his show. But suddenly it becomes something darker. And here's Pat Buchanan, and Pat Buchanan says the country I grew up in was 89 or 90% white, and he says, I like that country. Well, I don't think I like Pat Buchanan. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jim in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello, Enid. Just a quick comment about Mike Malloy.
Yeah.
I'm getting really sick and tired of the conspiracy theorists out there who want to blame this on everything or everybody in the world. Air America Radio is a company just like any other company out there. If they don't make a profit, we don't get left-wing talk radio. It's that simple.
Why do you think there's so many conspiracy theories out there? And why are they all centered around Mike Malloy? A lot of it is centered around Mike Malloy, that there's a big conspiracy. It was the Jewish financiers who pulled him. It was the stance on Israel that got it, that got his job lost. It was his position that it was an inside job on 9/11 that got him fired. Maybe he got himself fired. I don't know.
Well, I really doubt that. Now, let's face it. Mike is very controversial. He takes a lot of controversial stands. I absolutely love his show, okay? But any time that you get that you take those kind of controversial stands, it's just like Limbaugh on the right taking a lot of controversial stands. He's going to draw a lot of fringe elements to his show, just like Mike Malloy.
Okay, so why wasn't Limbaugh? Why hasn't Limbaugh been dumped?
Because he's making people money hand.
Ah, there you go.
Bottom line.
A bottom line. We are a bottom line is we're a bottom line universe.
Exactly.
There you go, Jim. I think that's the long and the short of it. Thank you very much for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, tonight's just going to be excellent for the California State Fair. Lows right around 71. We're going to see highs for the next couple of days, tomorrow especially, 94. Now, our traffic, a little congested southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. It looks like southbound I-5 just north of 43rd. We have a vehicle in the roadway on Hazel Avenue, a Sunset Avenue. No injuries, though. A four-car crash there in North Sac blocking the lane. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Jamba.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Live from the left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7. We have a breaking traffic story that we want to go to right now. Lisa West, what's going on?
Yes, I didn't catch the girl's name, darn it. But over, there's two big rigs that are actually on their side. One absolutely on its side. The other one jackknifed in the all the way to the left lane. The other big rig is blocking the other three lanes on I-5, literally stopping traffic right there by Lodi and Turner Road. So, you know what, I just kind of wanted to warn you, CHP officers, there's no one on scene yet. So if you're headed that way, you might get off because this just happened. And that's the way it was, Enid.
Thanks very much for that, Lisa West. We are talking about lots of different things. 349-1320, we just have a few minutes left. I'm yours until 7. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com or 349-1320, 866-620-1320. And one of the themes through the show today, Mike Malloy's show, pulled from Air America Radio, he is saying, I'm being told, and has said that it's a financial decision. He's saying that it wasn't his opinions. And I'm guessing that that's probably the case because everybody knows what his opinions are. So if that wasn't what they wanted, he would never have been hired. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Carol in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
I was kind of shocked when I heard that about Mike, and I just want to say that I no longer listen to his show because I really felt what came out of his mouth was venom. I'm not talking about his political opinions. He just was a hate monger to me. And so I'm actually glad he won't be on the air.
You know, you're the first person to say that. And all the calls, I have to say, because the rants do you call yourself a Democrat?
I'm a definite liberal. I just feel that he had venom that matched exactly what comes out of the right people's mouths. And I thought there was more hate than actual political climate that came from him. And that's just how I read him as a person. And so I'm more interested in what he's espousing from the heart than what his actual words are. And he really came out with some hateful, mean things. And so that's how I view him. So aside from that, I just wanted to...
You know, he did have that effect on some people. I mean, some people felt that way. And sometimes I had a hard time listening to him. I have to say, I met him, I liked him as a person, but I just thought there was so much nastiness I could only take... And he would say things that I thought were really odd. He'd say... when the subject had to do with race, he said he was black. One time the subject had to do with the Middle East, and he said he was Jewish. And he never corrected the record. And I thought that was really weird.
I didn't consider him a forthright, genuine, upfront type person that I like to hear. That's real. You know, I know he has a lot of people that are his fans, and, you know, espousing this crime, Bush family, and his whole soap opera thing that he did with that. But really what was behind it was so much venom. I mean, and he'd sometimes start out his show with such profanity and such anger at the political what's going on. I don't need to take that in my soul, truthfully.
Well, you wonder if it is whether he felt it or whether it was
a
shtick.
Show.
Yeah, or whether it was some combination of the two. Yeah, interesting point, Carol. I'm glad that you made it, and I thank you for doing it.
I just wanted to just say something about a Jewish. Can I just mention something quick?
Yeah.
I'm taking a class, and I'm in my 50s at a community college, a philosophy class. Mm-hmm. And this teacher who's been teaching there in his 50, teaching for 50 something years, has talked about his Jewish doctor two times, and that's how he talks about his doctor, his Jewish doctor. So I decided the next time I was going to ask him if his doctor actually proselytized Judaism when he went to see him, why he was aware that his doctor was Jewish. And I mean, it's just where it just comes right out of his mouth, and this is a philosophy teacher. So
call
he's
him.
Not even aware.
Yeah, call him on it.
I am definitely.
Ask him why it's even relevant to the conversation.
It's not relevant to the conversation.
Yeah, but call him on it. I think that's good. He's liable to knock your grade down, but I think you'll do him a service.
I'm not worried about the grade at my age.
Carol, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Huey in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I love your show.
Thank you, Huey.
Just a thought about maybe someone to replace Mike Malloy, and this might be controversial with some of your listeners because he's really not liberal or conservative. I would call him more of a populist. But
who? Jim
Hightower? My thought would be an interesting replacement would be Lou Dobbs. He's got a radio show. He talks about...
Lou Dobbs is a conservative, I think.
Oh, no, he's a populist. He talks about outsourcing. He really goes after the administration on...
He's anti-immigration.
He's anti-illegal immigration, not anti-immigration, and he's one of the real voices on globalization and the war on the middle class that's going on in this country.
Right.
Listen to his show and watch what he says about Diebold and all the, you know, the voting machine stuff.
What has he said about Diebold?
That it's fraudulent and that it's an effort to stack the votes. He's done some exposés on the voting machine.
Well, there are a lot of people. He controls a lot of cards. So I'm glad he's on that issue. He's on the air when I am, so I have not had a chance to see him very much.
Get TiVo and watch him later. That's what I do.
TiVo's smarter than I am, Huey.
And then one other book I want to recommend to you.
Yeah.
It's a book by Byron Dorgan that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Take This Job and Ship It. It's about corporate greed and what it's doing to the American middle class.
Who is... I know the name Byron Dorgan.
He's a progressive senator from North Dakota.
Oh, okay, yes.
Very good. Has always fought against globalization and so-called free trade.
Okay. Huey, I thank you very much.